Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at the Talk Radio Review. My heavens, does the time go very quickly. It seems like only moments ago we were reviewing last week's charts from Talkers Magazine, and here we are, first week of October, doing the same thing again with an interesting cast of characters here. On the air with me is Victoria Keelan from the DJB program, and Jennifer Horn from said DJB show. Also, Victoria Jones, who is with the DC Radio Company, is with us again this week. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, never afraid to express himself. He always has something to say. This is the old line of mine, Richie. Rich always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. So
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are, Rich. I'm grateful for that. Let's get into the stories now. I sort of defer sometimes to you and to the other members of our panel as to how we do this. We've taken stabs at getting to all 10 of the stories. Once in a while, we actually do get to all 10 of the people on the people list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can find, folks, by going to talkers.com. The list is published there. I'll go through it a couple of times, hopefully formally, as we are on the air. But the big kahuna here is obviously the Kavanaugh investigation. So I'm going to stick with Richie's desires to start at the top and work through that, because by design it is the most talked about. You're not going to hear me say it's the most interesting, because I think it's a big bore, but I'm just me.
Oh, you don't think it's interesting?
No.
I don't think you could write a soap opera this gripping. How many people were watching the testimony last week?
Lots. That's why many people.
I think it's one of those moments where people will say, "Oh, I know where I was when that happened."
It's an O.J. White Bronco moment. Yes,
not for me, it isn't. No, not. But that's me. We're all different. So you guys think it's that?
So you and Megyn Kelly would be in the same category. She kept saying
over and over. I don't
want to
ever put. How dare you put me in the same category as Megyn Kelly?
Well, no. You know I love you, so yeah. I am joking. But she kept saying over and over during the live broadcast, "Well, no one's watching this. Like everyone's at work. No one's watching this." And it turns out millions of people are.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
This is
I'm
a personal interpretation of my own priorities and what's in my own life.
Right.
And I think Kavanaugh is wrung out. I think that the system has failed miserably in a case where a guy probably has gotten more rhubarb thrown at him than he deserves, whether, you know, you live in
or
the,
does he?
The
we
past.
Don't know. And we'll never know.
In the present, I mean, the rearview mirror is the thing. This is the
exactly.
past.
Exactly.
So the past is the past. Ooh. This we're considering a guy for doing something today in league with what his credentials are and whether he can make judgment. Well, all this stuff that come up has not been. He didn't chase a woman around yesterday in the office. He did it when he said, I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but it's the past, and we must not get...
Wow, but we can't.
All
that's
right.
Not how women see this.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay,
Victoria, you started.
So,
go ahead.
Here we go.
Victoria Jones.
Yeah, Well, when we investigate anything, it has to be in the past because that's when things happen. We don't investigate things.
But how far, back do you go?
What's
well,
the line?
Well, here's, well, I, well, isn't it interesting that the two men jumped on me there?
Yes, absolutely.
The women did.
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me. Well, I think the thing is, it's partly a question of what the allegation is. And I agree. I think everybody failed here, including the Democrats for bringing this in so late when they had it earlier. So I'll be very clear about that. And also the FBI investigation, which was so utterly lame. And I don't know whether that was the FBI's choice or whether they would be being controlled by the White House. But let's talk about what it was in particular, in my view, about this alleged assault that changed it from a possible fumbling in the bedroom, which is what it could have been, drunken, very drunken fumbling in the bedroom. And this is what I think changed it for many, many women, is that he is alleged, when, first of all, she was dragged into the room, she alleges against her will, thrown on bed, which is in itself unwilling. But he put, when she attempted to scream, she alleges that he put his hand over her mouth to stop her from screaming. And that's what changes everything.
Yeah,
I think,
agreed.
For so many women.
From a conservative woman's perspective, I believe that sexual predators matter, and I don't believe that they commit one crime. I believe that typically with sexual predators, there is a whole string of crimes to put them together. And for me, that matters. I don't want a sexual predator sitting on the Supreme Court, someone who's, who could be capable of doing that. But just with common sense here, there's a story from a woman that was delivered with sincerity, but there hasn't been anything to back up that story, and it happened 35 years ago. There has also been very weak, clumsy attempts to create other stories, to create a pattern of behavior against Brett Kavanaugh, which in my mind lack credibility. So what makes me nuts is talking about him drinking beer and throwing ice in a bar 35 years ago, because that shouldn't disqualify you from anything, in my estimation.
Right.
But by politicizing it on both sides of the aisle, we're really taking away from the stories of people who are really victims here. And I don't think that the Democrat Party, and I call them out on this, because they're the ones that weaponized these charges. They didn't take them seriously. They had no intention of defending Christine Ford, these Democrats. Dianne Feinstein is despicable. If she cared, I do know that, because if she cared about this woman, she would have done something about it when she got the letter, and she didn't. She waited until it was going
to
take down a Supreme Court nominee.
But she was asked not to say something.
Then why did she release it in the first place? If she really was going to follow this woman.
Because Christine Ford came forward.
No, Christine Ford came forward after Dianne Feinstein turned the letter over to the FBI. And so we need to be real clear on that timeline. Feinstein chose when to drop the letter. She didn't care what Christine Ford had to say.
As a matter of fact, she threw Christine Ford under the bus. Saying her friends were the ones who released it, not me. I didn't do it.
Actually, what happened was that the name started to leak, and that's when the name came out. And I think what I was trying to say,
but the story wasn't known.
What I was trying to say, and this is why I don't think it has to be a conservative or liberal thing, is that what changed this for so many women around the country, not even necessarily liberal or conservative or independent women, was that there was a point during her allegation, not only the throwing her on the bed and dragging her in allegation, I'm saying allegation, was that when she tried to scream, he put his hand over her mouth. And that changes it for so many women, is that it ceases to be, okay, so he was drunk and he was doing something. That's happened to many, many people, and it can be seen as fumbling. But when somebody tries to prevent you from screaming,
right,
that becomes an attempted sexual assault. And I think that changed it for many, many women. That's
if it's
what
true,
I'm
right.
I'm not if it's true. And I think that is what changed
but
it for so many women.
Yeah, but see, it hasn't been proven, and so that's what makes it upsetting. Meanwhile, this guy is, as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer of value as a Supreme Court justice. The innuendo, the inference, we all know in the day of social media that we find ourselves in, you suggest something about somebody, and
right,
it becomes the truth. It becomes
all
the law.
It
becomes reality.
And it's reality now.
So I understand what Victoria and with both Victorias are saying about how women are reacting to this. I've heard and listened to my daughter talk about this more stridently than anybody on the air has discussed it. And
I had to unfollow your daughter on social media. I didn't unlike her. I'm still friends with her, but I had to unfollow the things that she posts.
Yeah, well, she's not on Facebook anymore. She's doing it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
well, is it because you don't agree with her, Rich?
No, it's just I unfollow a lot of people on the other side, too. It's just the people that are so strident all day, every day.
Yeah,
it's become a very sensitive issue for women.
Well, that's the point I'm making here. As the father of a daughter who's very expressive, not unlike these two, the two ladies that are here, both very expressive, and that's what makes them good at what they do. The men, Victoria Jones said something. Well, you both, I find it interesting. Both of you men took this approach. That's part of the problem here that neither of us get. We may not get it on our side as men, and women may not. It becomes not only a political issue, but because of the sensitivity of the accusations, it becomes a male versus female. And I wished it didn't, because I don't see how I'm the only guy who thinks this way. I just don't think this way. When it comes to sexual politics, I'm kind of dropped out. But anyway, go ahead, Richard.
Men are afraid that people can say, anybody can say anything about you.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden true. You're a skit on Saturday Night Live. You're guilty on NPR. You are on CNN, and you are immediately guilty in the court of public opinion, and nothing else matters.
That's why I say he's not qualified, because he's done.
Whether he's innocent or guilty, he's tainted.
Yeah.
And I have to say, in defense of NPR yesterday had on one of the 64 women who defended him in that letter. They also have had on numerous Republicans who have been on the side of Kavanaugh. Their coverage has been remarkable.
I listen to NPR every single day, and their coverage is remarkable, but it's extremely biased.
Well, maybe you didn't hear the same interviews that I've been hearing, because I've heard a large number of Republicans in Morning Edition.
Yeah. Why is that? That's interesting. It isn't. NPR is known as being a left of center organization. We all know that. If anybody's in the business, anybody listens to it, even though it's popular, because they do a good job of presenting the news or the programs that they do. But the fact that we are remarking about how remarkable it is that they did a good job in this particular instance.
It isn't remarkable, because they do put on a large number of conservatives. I think.
Well, they're supposed to.
Well, of course they are, and they do. They do. They always do. I think, I think something that we're talking about here that's important is that it goes back to something we were talking about last Friday when we were talking about the countdown topics. And this is of people talking, and in this case of men and women talking about these difficult topics and having these difficult conversations in a safe way.
Very, very poignant. Safety in conversation. That's a very good point, Victoria. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CMC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Picking up the pieces of conversation. News Talk Radio is the focus. This is Talk Radio Review with the talkers. Actually, we have two Victorias here, Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. And Rich McFadden is along with me. So it's two boys, two girls. Here we go into the next item. Let's move actually into the New York Times has done a story on Mr. Trump and his wealth, whether he has it or he doesn't, where it is, and how many people he screwed along the way when he went bankrupt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that there's anything new here. Is anybody?
Well, the sister. The sister, coming forward. Yeah, the sister, I think she was up for being a judge somewhere, and I guess her filings of her tax returns of the family business, that's really what kind of started all of this, started us down the road here.
Where does it lead, Victoria? Where is it, the road going?
I think, well, in New York, the rumor is that there really isn't anything to, it's all been reconciled, and there really isn't anything that they're going
right.
to go after.
To
so
mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot to it.
What are you hearing in Washington, Victoria Jones, about this? Anything?
Well, I mean, in Washington, you know, the IRS, I don't think, you know, didn't really do anything at the time, but the New York tax people are said to be looking very closely at this because not only were some dodgy things done in this in the Trump's wealth growth, but it does seem as though some illegal maneuvers may have been done. What is the one of the most interesting stories about this enormous story about Donald Trump's wealth is that his wealth, the story he has created, which is brilliant, is almost entirely a myth. That he only got a $1 million loan when, in fact, it was at least
right.
$60.7 million.
Yep.
That it was nearly all, that it was repaid with interest. Nearly all of it was never repaid. In fact, he was, by age three, he was earning $200,000 a year. He was a millionaire by age eight. It's just fascinating also how he tried to get his father to sign a codicil, changing his will and basically benefiting Donald Trump. When his father was in his 90s and ailing, setting off a family feud. Just very interesting. After his father had done nothing except to help him and bail out his failing businesses throughout his life, it's just absolutely, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating family story is what it is. It's fascinating family story.
Here we go. I'm of the opinion that this sort of thing happens all the time. I don't think there's anybody who believes Donald Trump is the world's greatest humanitarian nor a great stand-up guy. I don't think there's anybody on any side, either side of the aisle, who thinks that.
Yeah.
In terms of his wealth and the phony baloney stuff that he's created around himself, you got to hand it to the guy. He's a great PR person for himself. He knows how to sell himself. He knows how to tell the story. How much of it is true, how much of it is baloney, remains to be seen. It's just one more reason for people either not to like him. You know, see, look at what he's all about. He's not a likable guy.
But let me tell you why, in spite of that, why he's popular with his base.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care what you think of him.
That's right.
Going
That's
to
right.
do because all of that means he does not care what you think of him. He's going to do what he thinks is right, and whether it's wrong or right, he's going to do it, and he doesn't care whether people are stomping at the White House gates with flames trying to charge the gates. He will do what he wants to do, and that's what his base loves, is that they think the things that he's doing are the right things to do, no matter what the left says, or whether, no matter what the press says, and no matter what the...
Yeah.
Well, no, they obviously agree, because otherwise, if they didn't...
Yes.
He plays the social media perfectly.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing all depletes the nutrition from our food, so we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin
pregnant and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrant to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. A weekly overview of the hot hits from the work that the Talkers Magazine does every week. Put these charts together. This is an overview of the week of October 1st to the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden going through the numbers. The number seven item, I'm just mentioning a couple of others, the usual focus on Trump's investigation, the Russia thing. I think that's been way overcooked, but anyway. The Keith Ellison allegations, the China trade tensions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The midterm election focus, I think, is important. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is mulling a run for the presidency, one of the – I find her whenever she comes to mind, all I think about is Pocahontas. She is one of the biggest – she's a – she ought to be the poster person for phony politicians. As far as she is the epitome of someone, we were talking about Trump a few minutes ago about how fabulous he is at creating an image, whether it's the right image or not, the appropriate image, the real image. I would say that that also applies to Ms. Warren, who has done a fabulous, fabulous job of creating something out of nothing in terms of where she came from politically, how she rose to the top very quickly. I was in a room with her about, let's see, it was in January, and it was like Frank Sinatra was coming into the room. The people standing up and cheering and yelling, and she went around the room clapping people, doing the high fives and stuff. And I don't know, there's just, I have a great, you know how some of us have different good detection systems, and I have a good detection system about people. And she is absolutely as phony as a $3 bill. And the fact that she has traction could run, whether she, who knows what happens.
Did you high-five her when she came around to you?
No, I didn't. I just smiled. No, I did not. I don't.
I just, as a Democratic woman, I really wish that she wouldn't run because, you know, if you want to stick with your Pocahontas theme, Trump's going to make succotash of her in the first in the first debate, and it's just going to, that's all the narrative is going to be.
Can't we find somebody good to run against Trump?
Can't we find somebody new?
Yeah.
We need somebody new and somebody.
No.
Why?
You cannot. This is my philosophy on all of this stuff. Nobody, who would ever want to be a Supreme Court justice and go through that
again?
Who would ever want to be a cop? Nowadays, my brother's a cop. The kids coming up now, nothing to jumping up and down about.
Yeah, quality is much.
Who would ever want to be a politician and put themselves in that spotlight? And what we've done with this whole circus that we've just seen here over the last few weeks is raise the bar for attacks on anybody, left or right, who wants to sit in public office. It doesn't matter if you were in kindergarten and spit on your teacher. It's coming out nowadays. And no decent person's going to want to put themselves in that position.
But, see, I disagree. I think there are a lot of decent people, like, well, truly using
that
the definition
the case.
Of decent people.
There's a hope there, Victoria. You and I would hope eternally that we can get good people to run or be involved, but whether
pushing everything to the far extremes. So the people who are just fervent, just like crazy, are going to be the ones to run. The far left and the far right, the people that are
the extremists,
kind of like, the extremists are going to run now. Yeah. That's what you're going to get.
All right, let me give you an example of something. I don't really know what to make of this, other than it's an example, kind of what Richie was just saying about how everything is magnified. Alex Trebek, who is the host of Jeopardy, was, for whatever the crazy reason, somebody asked him to moderate the gubernatorial debate in Pennsylvania this week. So he made some jokes that were really bad. He talked about his own political opinions, which were really out of place. And in the meantime, the debate between Governor Wolf and Scott Wagner, who's running against him, sort of took a sidestep. That was the real reason for everybody being there. But because of what he said, he became the issue. He said, quote, "I thought as moderator I was to provide a certain lighthearted approach while still being able to challenge the candidates on their record or positions. I didn't realize I was to ask a simple question and then let the gentlemen go at each other. I offer my sincere apologies to the people of Pennsylvania, state I truly love." He kicked off the event with a monologue telling the audience that he was not drunk when he accepted the invitation to moderate the debate. But whether or not he should have done it was something he questioned later on. What on earth was I thinking? And that a couple of laughs came out of that. But the fact that he put himself in that position, and then the criticism that has come for some of the things that he said that, you know, one way or another, they don't seem to be life-shaking, but it's not what you expect from him. And so that's, but his whole reputation has been jarred, and that's the point I'm making here, by his appearance at this political event. And
something that was, you know,
simple,
interesting but not a huge deal has been blown up into a huge deal.
Yeah.
and now affecting his life and and his personality forever.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's an aside. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Facebook hacking. How many people have worried? Victoria Keelan, you're pretty good at this stuff. And Victoria Jones, I'd like to have you jump in on this as well. The Facebook, what was it, 50 million people's accounts were compromised yet again. Mm-hmm. What in the name of God is going on there? And why is, with all of these questions, I know the numbers have gone down on Facebook, but they don't seem to be going down appreciably. And one wonders why, because they seem to be very, well, have they gotten too sure of themselves? What is going on there?
Well, in terms of numbers, one of the reasons why Facebook's numbers have, they've definitely dropped off, but in the older demographic, they have not, because that's for two reasons. One, older people don't know how to disconnect and delete an account on Facebook. And that's actually, I'm not making a joke, that is a very real thing. And the second thing is, for a lot of older people, that is still their lifeline of communication with family across the country or around the world. And so those numbers of the older generation are always going to be there on Facebook. But for a lot of younger people, they've just, you know, pulled the plug. And you just keep hearing these stories time and time again that they've been hacked and the security isn't good. And, you know, and again, going back to the older generation using Facebook, they're probably still using password one. So they're even more vulnerable and they don't even realize it.
And they don't change their passwords.
They never change it.
Right. Nope. You have to change your passwords on a regular basis.
But, you know, get my mom to try to, she's not even on Facebook, but if she was, to get her to change her password, you know, it's, oh, I've got this sheet where I write all my passwords down. And, you know, it's never going to happen. So unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are very, very vulnerable to all kinds of malware and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
This is going to be something we live with forever.
Yep.
And it's just, it's going to be something that we have to learn how to deal with. And the way you deal with it is you change your password and your username at least a couple times a year.
Yep.
Can I also say something very creepy about Facebook, which is that they've asked people to use two-factor identification and,
You know, like an ID number and your thumbprint or something?
You log in on the computer, and then you get a text to your phone, and then you say, yes, this is me, on your phone, and then your computer says, okay, you can get in.
So is that good or bad, Victoria?
It's good.
Well, in theory, it's good. But what Facebook has done is that they have been outed and caught for selling the phone numbers that were being used for two-factor identification, in other words, to make people feel more secure, to advertisers.
Yeah. They're a bunch of thieves. Yeah.
The only reason they did it is to be able to get the sellable information.
Yeah. Right. I'm still on Facebook because I like to see occasionally what my nephews are doing. I don't use Facebook anymore. I'm so done with Mark Zuckerberg. I got done with him when he announced a few years ago, your stream is no longer going to be linear of what happens, you know, minute by minute. We are going to determine what you're interested in. And I said, no, you're not. I like seeing a variety of things. I don't want you determining that I'm only interested in cats or only interested in photographs. I want variety. And sure enough, I started seeing a bunch of boring stuff all along the same lines. And it's like, why do I want to see this? I want to see, why am I not seeing anything from Carol anymore?
Yeah, but the arrogance.
With 2,000 people and the same couple of hundred people are kind of who I see, who like my stuff, who I see their content. What happened to the other 1,800 people I'm friends with?
Yeah.
What'd you do with them? You killed them?
Yeah. So, and that's right. Who comes up as your friends? I want to know where they get that. A lot of the people that come up, when I look at my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, I look at these people, I've never talked to any of them. I don't know. You know, they're maybe listening. Who knows who they are? It's really silly. But there's one thing that I want to mention before we pause here, and that has to do with where Facebook and other social media come into our society, come into our lives. The story this week of a third grader who brought a loaded handgun into an elementary school because he wanted to scare the children who were picking on him. And where that went in terms of social media,
yes.
Instead of curtailing it, controlling it, it goes out for everybody to see. And in my mind, this gives other people the idea, if you can get a hold of a handgun, to do the same thing. I think that's what social media does. It spreads bad ideas, and there's no sifting. There are some good ideas and loving things that are there that I promote and I put up on my personal page. But there are a lot of things that are there.
All
angry,
media does that.
Hateful.
Newspapers, television, news, everything does that. Spreads ideas,
yep.
Good and bad.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm going to help you lose some weight now. Those of you who are listening who would like to know what the number one healthiest choice is for weight loss, I know many of you have tried all kinds of things. Some people have had operations. Some people go on a special diet. Some people go to a program. They go to a workout. They do all of these things because they really want to lose the weight. And then they find themselves, after they take the pounds off, then they find themselves, I don't have to do this anymore. So they stop doing what they have been doing, and they put the pounds back on again. That yo-yo, up and down, very unhealthy, very bad for your body. Taking the weight off is important, but the way you do it is more important, and that's why I underscore Calitrin to be used by those who want to keep the weight off after they take it off. It's the healthiest choice because of the ingredients. It is the best way to lose weight by far. Been around for 30 years using the body's own collagen to lose the weight. Do yourself a favor. Save your life, but do it intelligently. Get rid of the fat and keep it off with TopLoss.com being the site you go to order Calitrin. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for a special discount.
The Top Radio Countdown.
In terms of the top 10 people being discussed, according to research at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his staff have decided that Patrick Mahomes is number 10, Jeff Bezos number 9, Elizabeth Warren number 8, Justin Trudeau number 7, Keith Ellison is 6, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham together tied for number 5 because of their play, certainly in the Kavanaugh situation. Jeff Flake and Susan Collins, same thing, same reasoning. While they are together, number 4. Christine Ford is still she's still an important part of the conversation. Number 3 position. As you might expect, Brett Kavanaugh is at the number 2 slot, and the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. And it's interesting to see all of these things, how they tie together in essence. Numbers 1 through 5 are pretty much all the same story, and that happens frequently as we put all of this information together for you and for your benefit. Listen every week to the News Talk Radio's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, my pillow's best deal. Buy one my pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one my pillow, you'll get the second one one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
All right, so the sports stuff we haven't talked about, we can give it 30 seconds, Richie. Or the Patriots, Red Sox,
Patriots
Celtics.
Look good. The Red Sox look good. Yeah, your Boston team's looking good. And fantasy football is the only reason that football is still interesting.
Ah, there you go. And now we have no time for Victoria. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Sorry.
10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In terms of the top 10 people being discussed, according to research at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his staff have decided that Patrick Mahomes is number 10, Jeff Bezos number 9, Elizabeth Warren number 8, Justin Trudeau number 7, Keith Ellison is 6, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham together tied for number 5 because of their play, certainly in the Kavanaugh situation. Jeff Flake and Susan Collins, same thing, same reasoning why they are together at number 4. Christine Ford is still she's still an important part of the conversation. Number 3 position, as you might expect, Brett Kavanaugh is at the number 2 slot, and the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. And it's interesting to see all of these things, how they tie together in essence. Numbers 1 through 5 are pretty much all the same story, and that happens frequently as we put all of this information together for you and for your benefit. Listen every week to the News Talk Radio's Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our review of the top 5 technical stories that may have influenced you and technological experiences this week. Victoria Keelan is here with Doug Steffen. Number 5, as we work our way toward number 1, is a focus on the new iPhones, yeah?
Yeah, the new iPhone XS and XS Max. They're out in stores now. Lots of people were excited to get them. There's some cool new improvements. However, they already have bugs. And so this week, lots of reports of bad cellular reception from the latest iPhones, as well as not being charged. So people are going to bed at night thinking, you know, plugging their phones in as usual, expecting to wake up the next morning. And if you use it for as an alarm clock, a lot of people have had some trouble getting to work late because the phone does not actually charge. It dies in the middle of the night. And so specifically, there's a workaround. You have to make sure if you do have one of the new iPhones and they have not released a new software update yet that will fix the bug, you just have to make sure that your phone is awake when you plug it in, and then as it goes to sleep, it will stay charged. But if you have your phone that's already turned off or it's not awake and you plug your charger in, nothing's happening. So that's a huge problem. Normally, iPhones, Apple does this all the time. They rush stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. But this is a pretty big problem, and normally they don't have problems that are on that functionality level. They're usually little bugs here and there, but that was a pretty big one with charging, so hopefully that will be remedied soon.
Number four on our countdown to number one, West Virginians allowed to vote using their cell phones. Do we think this is a great idea? Well, it just depends on where you're coming from. There's some points here that are good.
Yeah, we'll see how this actually goes. This is going to kind of be a testing ground. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas can use an app called Votes, V-O-A-T-Z, and they will be able to take a picture of their government-issued a photo identification, snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Once everything is uploaded and approved, then they can actually cast their ballot. So the data is encrypted. However, cybersecurity experts are voicing concern, saying that mobile voting is just not secure enough yet. We're not at that point where we can really use it on a larger scale. But we'll see. They've got until 7:30 p.m. on November 6th to vote on their app. And if it gets hacked, we'll know about it probably right away.
Okay. Number three, about violent video games.
Yep. Even going back to when I was a little kid, there were some kids in our neighborhood who weren't allowed to play video games, or at least ones that had any type of violence. And we thought, you know, the parents were just being overly protective. Turns out those parents were right. It's the latest in the long-standing debate over violent video games. An international study that looked at more than 17,000 adolescents over 7 years found that playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression over time. And they cite specific violent games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt, things like that. They said that those kids who played those games were sent to the principal's office more often for fighting and for hitting non-family members. I don't know why they specify non-family members, but I'm sure this type of violence goes home with them as well. But and this all started with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the two teenagers who shot up Columbine. And that's where this all started with, because they were so into video games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents, take the information and do with it what you will, but it's a pretty strong link.
All right, number two is a focus on Apple. Apple, how would the week
emojis.
Be if we didn't have an Apple story? Yeah, emojis.
Emojis. Well, this actually is not just Apple. This goes to Google. This goes to Android. This goes to everybody who any type of cell service that you have or any type of phone, smartphone that has emojis, this covers that. There will be 70 new emojis this fall, and we're finally getting a llama, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, a hiking boot, a softball.
Important to have that mosquito.
A lobster, yep, a redheaded character, which a lot of redheads out there are happy about, a bald character, I don't know how many people are happy about that one, but cupcakes and superheroes were also, they'll all be rolled out by the end of the fall.
All right, finally, the number one story of the week from technology is a focus on who the most dangerous celebrity is when you're Googling.
Yep. Cybersecurity company McAfee studies celebrity search results, and they determine which names potentially expose you to malicious websites. This year, actress Ruby Rose adds her name to the list of accomplishments. She is the first Australian to take the top spot as most dangerous celebrity on the list. If you are Googling Ruby Rose, be very careful that you're using legitimate websites to read about her.
All right, so there it is. Top five items. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 20 people are dead, 18 inside a limousine, two bystanders after a two-vehicle crash in upstate New York last night. The Apple Barrel Country Store and Cafe sits at a T intersection where authorities say a limousine blew through a stop sign and crashed into a parked SUV. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Robert Sumwalt says the accident in Schoharie, about 170 miles north of New York City, is devastating.
20 fatalities is just horrific. I've been on the board for 12 years, and this is one of the biggest loss of lives that we've seen in a long, long time.
Liz Gallup works at the popular store on where fall foliage trips are big. She says people there are stopping by to pay their respects.
Mostly it's a very close-knit community and a lot of hugging and praying and commiserating together. But that's what small communities do.
President Trump and Republican leaders are celebrating last night's swearing-in of Brett Kavanaugh as the 114th Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Fox News Sunday program, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation vote was crucial.
We stood up to the mob. We established that the presumption of innocence is still important. I'm proud of my colleagues. This is an important day for the United States Senate.
The vote was 50-48 with GOP Senator Steve Daines out of town and Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski voting present. McConnell says the Democrats were the ones causing all the problems with the nomination.
I agree that with Chuck Schumer, this has been a low point in the Senate. I have a different view about who caused the low point. Senate Judiciary Democrats leaking Dr. Ford's name against apparently her desires, then trying to lower the standard and say that the presumption of innocence no longer applies.
Get more news and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-709-9913. That's 800-709-9913. 800-709-9913.
Overseas, the wife of missing Interpol President Meng Hongwei says her husband sent her an image of a knife before he disappeared during a trip to China. We get the latest from correspondent Zara Shackley in Lyon, France.
Meng's wife, Grace Meng, expressed her fears for her husband less than an hour before the disciplinary organ of China's ruling Communist Party said he was under investigation on suspicion of unspecified legal violations. Grace Meng says she hasn't heard from her husband since he left the French city of Lyon at the end of September. He sent her the knife image on the day he went missing, a symbol Grace Meng took as his way of telling her he was in danger. Interpol says it has used law enforcement channels to submit its request to China about the status of the agency's missing president. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average U.S. price of regular grade gas has been rising.
Gasoline prices are 7 cents higher than they were 2 weeks ago. Regular grade now averages $2.97. It comes almost entirely from crude oil prices, which are up even more than that, suggesting that we will have a few more cents added at the pump later this month.
The highest average price in the lower 48 was $3.82 a gallon in Los Angeles, lowest $2.58 in Houston. Bill Cosby's lawyers have asked the Pennsylvania court to overturn the actor's conviction and 3 to 10 year prison sentence because of what they call a string of errors in the sex assault case. Lawyers call the sentence more punitive than necessary given the standard 2 to 3 year guideline range for the crime and the fact that Cosby is 81 years old and blind. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Percent or more.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, ready for another romp into the world of News Talk Radio from the point of view of the man on the top. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We go through the charts from Talkers that are published every week. Go to talkers.com. You can see this list of the top stories, the top people that have been in the discussion focus for the week of October 1st to the 5th. Michael, you're in the spotlight.
Take it away. This is so exciting. Yes, the beginning of October 2018, or we used to call it Rocktober. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs. They are finally here after a very long season. And also at number 9, National Football League. So there's a lot of good sports going on here in the fall. At number 8, the hacking of Facebook and a pay hike for Amazon workers. At number 7, talk about the midterm elections. And Elizabeth Warren is mulling, I like that word, she's mulling a 2020 run. At number 6, we have
humble
the U.S.
as she is.
What'd you say?
Humble as she is.
Oh, yeah, very. At number 6, we have the USMCA. MCA sounds like the YMCA. The USMCA trade deal. At number 5, we have the U.S.-China tensions. That's a pretty big story. All of these have been totally overshadowed by number 1. At number 4, we have the Keith Ellison allegations. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the New York Times Trump wealth story. And at number 1, of course, the Kavanaugh investigation. On our people survey, we have football player Patrick Mahomes at number 10. He seems to be a phenomenon. At number 9, Jeff Bezos, Elizabeth Warren at 8. Justin Trudeau at number 7. Number 6, Keith Ellison. Number 5, a tie between Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham. Number 4, Jeff Flake and Susan Collins. Number 3, Christine Blasey Ford. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's been a week of Kavanaugh
Ford, Trump, and the Senate, and the FBI, and Me Too. Wow.
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 Wow. All right. So where do we begin here? I was listening intently, as I always do to you, when you said the word long season. I don't think anything feels like it's long anymore. The time that we have in our lives is so quickly fleeting, whether it be to enjoy things, to work on careers, whatever it is, the time, it seems like a split nanosecond. When we were in April, it was the beginning of the growing season, beginning of the good weather, the end of winter, and now we're approaching fall here in New England with a few of the leaves already changing. It just seems like a blink of an eye, Michael. Yeah. And in reality, I suppose it is when you look at the history of the universe and all that stuff.
Do you still do that segment on your DJV show and on your weekend programs about the paranormal? And
yes.
Someday have me on as a guest to talk about time, because we don't have the time to talk about time on the level that time deserves. Time is one of the most interesting subjects, and of course, it does play into even the talk radio countdown show, because we're looking back at what's happening over a set period of time. Of course, the fact that we have our conversation once a week is a marker. We've been doing this for so many years that I actually, it's like telephone poles on the side of a highway into infinity. I've marked my life.
It's an analogy. It's an analogy. Interesting.
Yeah,
analogy.
By these get-togethers, especially at, you know, being at the end of the week.
Yeah.
It's a weekend program. Which it just is remarkable how the human mind cannot grasp the meaning of time.
Mm-mm. Well, time doesn't really exist, and this may be part of your theory. By the way, if you're interested in what Michael's talking about, it's a show called Your Hidden Power, and you can listen to the podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Yourhiddenpowershow.com focuses on things like this. There are people who will philosophize and theorize that there is no time, that it only exists for we've created it, like we've created religion and so many other things, for our own comfort, for our own ability to, you know, kind of put things all together.
Yeah, to make sense of things.
Yeah, but then when you think about it, the perfection of a 24-hour day and what happens as we circle the sun and the moon circles our planet and the things that go on here in perfection. Perfection. It is a fascinating, not the subject matter for here, but anyway, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm
I'd love to do that with you, because I've actually been talking a lot about time this week on news talk shows that I've either guest hosted or appeared on as a guest. Time does play an amazing role in the following of the news, and especially
how so?
Radio.
Would you mind explaining a little further?
Because we're dealing with a cycle they call a news cycle. Anytime you use the word cycle, you're talking about the artificial measurement of time. And the more things that happen, the more our minds play games with us as to how long a period of time has taken place during these series of events. And one of the things about the Trump era, with the constant news, the constant headlines, the constant moving forward of stories, it's wreaked havoc on the natural rhythms that the journalism industry has been used to and that people are used to in terms of digesting stories. So time has actually played a major role in the coverage and the following of news. I mean, it's not an accident that one of the major publications of news is called Time Magazine. Mm-hmm. How about the New York Times? Time is intrinsically...
The Los Angeles Times.
Times. These times in which we live. When does time stop being these times and becomes them times? It's a very interesting process.
The Dems, Dats, D's, and Does.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's I think about these things because they're the fundamental platform upon which we play this game. So enough said. Shall we go on?
I'm with you on this, and this is the only place you're going to hear a conversation like that. It's okay because I think it is appropriate. We have a lot of things in our brown bag in terms of conversation. The mainstay here is to discuss the stories and the nuance that comes from the world of news talk radio, because that's our bread and butter. But the world is full of so many interesting things to talk about. And we've sort of been boxed in, I think, in terms of conversation.
I haven't been.
What people's expectations are, Michael, I think sometimes. Our job here is to extol the value and virtue of what's going on in news talk radio. And we stick to that. Sometimes you and I get off on a toot here and there, because we have, I think I can say this confidently, we both lead very interesting lives, have a lot of interesting people around us, and it makes for interesting stories, which is part of...
Well, would you like to have people on the radio who lead dull lives?
Well, I think sometimes...
Let me share with you my insights from my dull life.
It's a whole different... yanking my chain. But I think sometimes what happens... With some of the traditional news talk stations, the stimulation, I love the phrase, more stimulating talk radio, but a lot of times you'll notice some stations have gone away from taking callers at all because the callers are not stimulating. The people who are on the air are stimulating, and isn't that why you go to...
Let me tell you something. My opinion, I hear what you're saying, and this is a big topic, folks, in the talk radio business as to... You know, what's interesting, what's not, what is the value and role of callers? My opinion, Doug, is that you get the, you know, you're a farmer. And if you plant a certain kind of seed, you're going to get a certain kind of crop. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get apples if you plant oranges. And I deeply believe you get the quality of calls that you sow. You reap what you sow. If you do intelligent, colorful radio discussions, you'll be amazed at the fish that jumps out of the water into your boat. And I find that quite often the calls reflect the level of conversation on the air.
That's profound and, yes, true. I would agree with you 100%. It's going to follow, callers are going to follow what the host is doing. So
yes.
Maybe that says something in and of itself of what's going on. Let's talk about something else that's going on. A way to slow down your aging process. That always gets people's attention when you talk about slowing down what we were just talking about, the ravages of time. There's something rejuvenating in a superfood that has organic fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, all put together in either a capsule or a powdered form. It's called Texas Superfood. It is completely organic. Texas Superfood Complete Organic contains the nutrients of 55 all-natural, all-organic raw fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of their nutritional perfection. No toxic chemicals, no sprays, none of the stuff that we all talk about, the herbicides, pesticides that are anathema to having good food in your body. American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, and your grandmother probably too, says you ought to eat five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Probably don't do that. That's where Texas Superfoods come in. Let's go to texassuperfood.com/Doug to see what they have. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. Just see what there is there. Understand how this rejuvenating superfood actually works. People who are in climates where this sort of thing is their mainstay are in incredibly good health. So join that group. Find out what's there. I'm giving you the opportunity by telling you about Texas Superfoods to go to the website, texassuperfood.com/Doug, and just see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's texassuperfood.com/Doug. Or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. Man, what a great phone number that is, huh? 855-TEXAS-55.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ballot. balance of nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to return to those thrilling days of today. Overview from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we do this. We go through all of the stories. And by the way, we sort of, there's a shortened, abbreviated version of this, which you can find at Talk Radio Countdown Show. .com as well. So, the business of midterm elections, the pulp of what happens in News Talk Radio is around politicians
and the stories of their being elected. And I wonder, you and I both are residents of Massachusetts, and our senator, one of our senators, has decided she thinks she wants to run. And one wonders what will happen if she does, given the sort of the memory of Trump and his the antics on stage with the people that were up there against him. Why would somebody want to be subjecting themselves to that?
I think she's a tough cookie. She's a tough cookie. I find her annoying as hell.
But that's
they're both annoying.
And
Trump is not annoying.
I'm starting to get accustomed to his face.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another thing. I mean, he doesn't really give a damn about what people think about him, obviously. But if in fact, because some of his ideas really are good and they are very timely, so if. I just imagine every once in a while as I'm driving along, what if imagination goes wild and thinking, what could happen if somebody, like with Trump's ideas and his knowledge and his, like, go-get-ism, if he had a better personality, how much more he could accomplish?
I think that you just hit the nail on the head. I think that you just hit the nail on the head. Mm. See, Elizabeth Warren would provide a counterpoint to the policies and the theory, but
she's not as annoying as he is. She's very annoying.
If there were a conservative. Who was true to conservative values at this particular time, which includes empathy, which includes politeness, which includes presidentiality, dignity, and an awareness of where to compromise and to understand how to make consensus as opposed to division, we'd have a heck of a president.
You know, it's interesting how people react to some things that you say on the radio. I'm sure you've gotten this over the years. I used to do a much more political program, as you know, and I am, most of my philosophy is right of center, but I abhor a bedroom politics. And so when people ask me what I am, I don't really give them an answer because I don't really want to, but I'll play a little bit and say, well, I'm a real conservative because I really believe I am. The word, if you understand what the word means, I'm a wordsmith. Conserve means to save. And when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the abuse in government spending, it is anathema to me and to everybody else who thinks in those terms. If you actually think about what the value is of your work, what you contribute to our country in terms of paying your way, and how that money is frittered away, wasted, with no real caring for the source. Politicians don't give a damn.
Well, politicians are neither conservative nor liberal. The liberals are anything but liberal. Yeah. They're among the most intolerant people I've ever seen.
Awful.
And the conservatives are not conservative at all. They're spendthrifts, and they want to have government intrusion in your life, even though they say they don't. Yeah. They're all full of it.
Yeah, and that you just encapsulated again. The term liberal. Free. Liberal means to be free. Free.
Yes. Open-minded.
It doesn't mean you can't be conservative and liberal. I think I am, and I think you are.
Well, the best of both make for a good operation.
Where is that person? You're president, I'm vice president. Let's start the movement right now at 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs. Absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty, so act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Continue our march into your heads on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. I run
My life in the circle.
You run a lot of enterprises. I think that there are three of you. I think that you are one of the early prototypes of artificial intelligence. I'm convinced you're an android.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you have the
as opposed to being a robot.
Well, you are. I don't really suspect you're an android, but the fact is, it's amazing how much energy you have.
I think life is fabulous, and I think life is worth living. Every once in a while, I get slowed down by stuff that I have no control over, and that's probably a good thing because it forces you to look at the important people in your life who are adding to your success. Because you never do it. You're not successful because it's just you. You've picked the good people. You've worked hard at finding opportunities that always involve other people. It isn't just on your own. But why did your publication work when most of the other trades have not? Why is Talkers still around? That is why is my program? By the way, this week is the 30th anniversary of what now is the DJV show, but which started in October of 1988 as the Good Day program. So 30 years, and I would say that most people acknowledge that it were not for my stick-to-itiveness, I wouldn't have survived in this arena. Neither would you. This is something that required I'm just looking at a moment. I've been cleaning out some of the old stuff in my life and trying to focus on the now and the new. I found an old copy of a Talkers magazine. The cover is a picture of you and me and about a dozen other people who were in Israel in March of 2001. And I realized as I look at this picture, the only people who are still surviving are you, me, and Alan
and Moses.
Stock. Yeah, and Moses. Well, Stock might be considered Moses in a manner of speaking. So it just is interesting to look at that and think about how it is that we have survived. Is it because we are who we are, or what? Maybe that's a...
Survival is the ultimate success, and survival, you know, back to that thing of time and space-time. Yeah. Longevity is one of the elements that we include when we evaluate the success levels of people in our business for our heavy 100 and for things of that nature.
Yeah.
Longevity is definitely a factor. If you're a flash in the pan, you in the moment could seem like the top of the world, but that could be yesterday very quickly. And there's a lot of elements that go into this, but life is a passing parade, and eventually we will no longer be doing this either, and
right.
No one will care.
I'll be doing it, but it's well, I don't know, we'll care.
What I'm saying is eventually nobody is above being replaced by the times and by new things of interest. The human ego, especially with people who are driven for success or driven for fame and fortune, whether you're the Pope or the President of the United States or an emperor or a superstar or anything, eventually it all evens out and nobody cares. And understanding that is true wisdom,
yeah,
as opposed to the pomposity and the self-delusion that the human ego can create in terms of how you see your life.
There aren't many people around like Moses and Jesus, and in fact, you think about Lincoln and Washington, Disraeli, name a number of people. Probably you can count them on two hands, the number of people who have lasting power and have stayed with it. In certain industries, there are people that are more well-known. I just actually turned to a page in this issue, the Talkers Magazine of March 2001, in which you interviewed me. And the thing starts out, I'm just chuckling to myself, you could maybe just reprint this for the 30th anniversary. Doug Stephan is one of the most successful, longest-running independent radio talk shows in America today.
Longest-running, back in 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I between Limbaugh and me, there's actually nobody that's within 5 years of the record, I think that...
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I remember when Marconi came to me with the idea to invent a radio.
Yeah.
I told him that his name would go down in history someday.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go back to the list of stories. People, actually on the people list, Keith Ellison, what does that name do for you?
Not a thing. I had to say when my staff brought that to me, who the hell is he?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Huh? And what did they tell you?
He's a congressman who's the deputy head of the DNC, who's running for he's running for attorney general in his state, and he has been accused by his girlfriend of beating her up. It's one of those.
Is there anybody who hasn't been touched by this? So that's why I brought it up, because no matter what field you're in, but politics and entertainment seem to be where that stuff is showing up. But in regular business.
Only because that's where we have celebrities. This is happening all across the board in terms of business, in terms of life.
Yeah. And where does where does it stop?
It starts when we change the educational system and we change. It comes down to boys growing up thinking that getting girls is some type of a rite of passage and a hunt. Mm-hmm. And both genders have to be educated how to change that and deal with it. The amount of sexual assault that went on in high school and college when I was there, and I've been talking to 20-year-olds, and it's still going on, is appalling because it's considered sociologically acceptable. Sexual assault can be in the form of snapping a girl's bra or trying to get a feel or any number of slimy ways to have intimate connection to her that seems either accidental or appropriate or just the hunt, chasing someone. If you look back at old movies and you listen to old songs, stalking was socialized as stick-to-itiveness. Keep asking the girl. Keep at it. You'll eventually break her down. It's amazing watching 50s movies and 60s movies and 70s movies and the things that were considered normal by our present level of awareness. So I think that both sexes have to be educated differently. I think that we have been way off the mark as to what's fair, appropriate, and dignified, and I think that's the answer to your question.
How do we get... I don't want people to think the way we do because we think we're right. I want people to think, just think.
Don't believe me, they're not going to think the way we do but just because we're saying that.
No, they aren't, of course not.
It's not our job to tell people
but
what
we have
think. It's our job to tell people what we think.
We have a sea change going on now.
Yeah.
It isn't fast enough for some women, and it isn't fast enough to, in terms of the education of men, because it starts at home. Environmental impact is what determines who you're going to be, what kind of a person you're going to be, whether whatever is acceptable at home is going to be acceptable, is going to be what you live, your credo. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so if this stuff is, if your father was like that, chances are you're going to be like that. And so there is a difference between men and women here. And it's, I think it's silly for us to try to figure out what women actually are thinking of what they've gone through.
Well, I know what women are thinking because I ask them. I talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
And I see what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I see that not all women understand that. And I don't say all women are victims and all women are innocent. I mean, the thing that makes this so profound is that a lot of women are either taking advantage of this now or causing a lot of their own problems.
Yeah,
but I would say as
a
generalization.
But for the fact that you and I say that, some women would find that out.
Of course they're going to say it. Of course they're going to say it. People hear what they want to hear in a polarized society. People who have an axe to grind will take whatever you say out of context and not understand the spirit of it or the larger picture. That's the risk you run being on a show like this.
Right, and then you start thinking to yourself, and I do it all the time now. I'm surrounded by three women on the air every day, and I wonder sometimes as I'm having a conversation, are they going to take what I say the wrong way, or are they going to take it the right way, or do they know me, or do they care enough to take it the right way or the wrong way? Because it's whether I'm saying it, or you're saying it, they're saying it, it's filtered by your own experience, and your experience is based on what you have grown up around. And if you can shake some of that stuff, it's taken me a lifetime to shake some of the stuff that I grew up around, and it's still, you know, it's still there. But you can work on it, know that you need to focus on it, is, I suppose, a step in the right direction, hopefully.
Well, yeah, and just because you're talking about something doesn't mean you're claiming to be above being subject to the very syndrome you're complaining about.
No.
I mean, boy, you know, we could recognize faults without necessarily claiming that we don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, having the fault is the first step toward understanding it.
Right.
Oftentimes when I'm in a conversation like this on a talk show, I say, hey, look, I'm not claiming that I'm not beyond it. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a sinner. But being a sinner, I understand what sinning is.
See, I think we need to define sinning better because I don't think I'm a sinner.
Well, I mean that figuratively.
Have I said things that would today be considered inappropriate in
all
my life?
All the time.
Yes,
all the time. I've had to keep you out of trouble 1,000 times on this program and others that we've done. You've said things I roll my eyes, I go, oh my gosh, Doug is going to get in trouble for that.
Can you believe he just said that? For example, are you spending too much time in the bathroom? Do you have inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, Crohn's disease, other things, ulcerative colitis? Ugly things to talk about, but yet 30 million people in America have this problem on a regular basis. My experience, well, I don't want to tell you about my experience, but let's just say that I've had my issues when it came to what's going on in my body. We all do. Food is so different today than it was when we were kids, because of the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing. So our system is different, like it or not, it's different than what we went, how we lived 60, 50 years ago. And that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, teas that are grown in America. Fabulous. I have a cup. I just went downstairs to get another cup of this because I'm now going through a couple of cups a day. When I'm on the air, because it does make, I can feel my body cleansing itself. And it's you know, it's pretty dramatic. You can go to the website for Life Change Tea, which is getthetea.com, and look around there and see the pictures of what your gut looks like if it's not healthy. And what it looks like after you've had a course for 6 or 7 weeks of this miracle tea, Life Change Tea. Take my word for it, it really, really, really does work. A lot of benefits. The tea that makes you go, power washing your innards, if you will, is Life Change Tea. Cleanse your body, be happy about your body, go to getthetea.com. You can't get this in any stores. You go to getthetea.com, use the discount code DJB, and they'll ship the tea to you free. Get ready for more energy, your body feeling better. Getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea.
In combat, service members count on their brothers to have their backs. Yet when they return home to face the emotional, medical, and financial challenges of being a veteran, who has their back then? The answer is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides counsel along with a wide range of support and unwavering advocacy through various programs like the National Service Officer Program, as well as grant and scholarship programs. They provide the care, love, and support our heroic veterans so badly need and deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation wouldn't be able to do that without support from people like you. Together, let's honor their sacrifice with our service. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Donate on behalf of a veteran you know. Join me in honoring the brave men and women who ensure our freedoms. Visit givetopurpleheart.org.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TOPLOSS.com. Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, so the lists here, you can find them at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Who did you interview in the Michael Harrison interview this week?
A fellow by the name of Mark Gober, who wrote a book claiming that the human brain is not the source of consciousness, but rather receives consciousness the way a radio antenna picks up signals, and that the consciousness of the human being comes from the quantum field or from the universe itself. It's fascinating. It's not really a radio discussion or a communications discussion. It's philosophy.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier in the program, the Your Hidden Power show. It sounds like he belongs on that show.
He certainly does. Check it out. You might even want to talk to him. MHinterview.com. Next week, we talk with Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Bruce!
Yes.
How many people even remember Cousin Bruce? That would be a great conversation.
Many.
He's 87. Did you know that?
No. I know he's in his 80s. I didn't know it was 87. Yeah. And he does a show on Sirius XM that's very popular.
I listen to it all the time. Do you?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And I used to listen to him when I was 12.
He's one of... He probably is the longest surviving disc jockey in the
longest
country.
Longest surviving big time jock. Yep.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, that'll be good. Cousin Brucey!
That's right.
All right, Cousin Michael! This is the Talk Radio, you may not know that, but this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to bring in the professor. That's how now I'm going to call you that from now on, the professor. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer as well, but he teaches law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. So he joins this week's Talk Radio Top 10 with an overview of the legal aspects of some of our topics. Number one, the Kavanaugh investigation. I don't see, he's a lawyer and understands the law, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see how he can ever be effective. That's maybe too bad because he might be a great legal man. I don't even know whether he is or not. It's all been so blemished by all of the hooting and hollering. Is he? Maybe I'd ask that from your point of view because you're a legal scholar and you teach up-and-coming lawyers. Is Kavanaugh, are his rulings historic? Is anything that he's done stand out? Is he a great jurist?
Nothing in particular. Certainly nothing that I would say would otherwise disqualify him. Actually, if I were a senator, I would follow the lead. And this was extraordinary when former Justice John Paul Stevens said that Judge Kavanaugh doesn't have the temperament for the court. The thing that's bothered me the most has been the manner in which he has responded to this, and that really is quite telling. But you know, his legal history, and there is a lot of it, is okay. You know, he's not a great legal scholar. We've had people on the court before who weren't. We've had some that are. But I'm more bothered by a temperament, what I find non-judicial.
I don't even know. I mean, maybe as you put it that way, I might think about it. I just think that he's been blemished so much that nobody's going to take seriously anything he does. And maybe that's too bad because he might have been, you know, but it becomes a political fight. Most of the people that support Kavanaugh don't know anything about him, really, other than he was appointed by Trump. That's all they know. And it's become right versus left. And you know, he's, the expressions, whether it be crying or anger, I felt badly for the guy when he was crying, even if it didn't seem like it was,
I think he was genuine. I think he was genuinely angry.
And maybe the thing. I hadn't thought about it that way, Steve. But in terms of what is proper for being on the court, those sorts of expressions just don't hack it. That's not what we expect. There's a formality to this. And we brought it into the gutter with the political points of view that we have here. And it's just, it's pretty.
It is. The divisiveness is incredible in this country. And I don't know how we're going to get back from that and start listening to each other.
Yeah. So who do you think, just as an aside, now you're making, I'm mulling this over as we're talking, of the Supreme Court justices, who do you think are the scholars that are there now?
Yeah, that
really is what you need. This is a professorial job. Somebody like you, someone who is immune almost to the vagaries of the outside world and the foolishness of the news media, all that stuff. Someone who is so focused. I believe Scalia was like that, frankly. I think Ginsburg may be like that. Go ahead. Who else?
It's very, very interesting when you say that because I was not a huge fan of Justice Scalia's philosophy, but he was a genuine legal scholar, and it would be interesting when sometimes he would shock people who weren't familiar with his philosophy and think he was just political when he would come out with a ruling against what they thought he would, because he wasn't political. He was looking at the law in a certain
way. He was the perfect example of someone, we know what your politics are, but they don't interfere with your judgment, and I think to a point, Roberts has sort of demonstrated that a little bit, unpredictability. And you mentioned Ginsburg, but there are the others. What do you think?
Roberts and Ginsburg, to me, stand out. And again, it is because I do think they are legitimate legal scholars. They may differ. And I think it's interesting that Justice Scalia, who was so opposite of Justice Ginsburg, they were the best of friends, and I think there was a great respect there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's what we're missing. You see that in the old days when we were kids, the way the senators, not necessarily ever in the House, but in the Senate, there was a club there, and they all pretty much belonged to the club, and they respected each other, and you never felt the discord that we do now.
Not like we do now.
didn't. You never felt that. And I wonder who's responsible for that. And as you said, how do we get it back if we can? Interesting philosophy.
That's the enemy and he is us.
Yeah, right, exactly. You and I. Yeah, we spoil ourselves from within. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on this week's and every week's Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A horrific tragedy in upstate New York last night. Julie Walker reports 20 people died in a crash involving a limousine and a crowded tourist destination.
Someone with knowledge of the investigation tells the Associated Press 18 of the victims were in the limo, and the other two victims were bystanders. New York State Police say the crash happened around 2 in the afternoon on Saturday in Schoharie, right in front of the Apple Barrel Country Store. Liz Gallup works there and says almost everyone in the small, close-knit community is affected.
A lot of hugging and praying and commiserating together, but that's what small communities do.
According to news reports from some of the witnesses, the limo was speeding down a hill and the bystanders killed were in the parking lot of the store. Julie Walker, New York.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made unspecified progress toward a deal for the North to give up its nuclear weapons, but there's no immediate indication whether Pompeo's managed to arrange a much-anticipated second summit between Kim and President Trump. President, meanwhile, took a victory lap in Topeka, Kansas on Saturday night at a GOP campaign rally, hours after Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed and sworn in as the 114th Justice of the Supreme Court. Mr. Trump praised the new justice, saying he's a man of great character and intellect.
He's a totally brilliant scholar who has devoted his life to the law. He is a loving husband, a devoted father, and a faithful public servant, and he always has been.
In Indonesia, the disaster agency there says the number of dead in the recent earthquake and tsunamis climbed now to 1,763, mostly in Palu. Officials are fearing more than 5,000 others could still be missing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-43-BIBLE.
There will be military fanfare and red and velvet cake when Princess Eugenie weds this week. This will be Britain's second royal wedding of the year.
The 28-year-old granddaughter of Queen Elizabeth II is due to marry liquor company executive Jack Brooksbank on Friday in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. Prince Harry, her cousin, and American actress Meghan Markle married at the same venue in May. Buckingham Palace says that Eugenie's service will feature trumpet fanfare and Scottish pipers, a performance by Italian singer Andrea Bocelli, and a prayer written by Archbishop of York John Santamu. Sarah Shackley, London.
Birthdays on Sunday, retired South African Archbishop and Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu is 87, former National Security Aide Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is 75, and Russian President Vladimir Putin turned 66 on Sunday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. regulators have approved a modernized version of a decades-old antibiotic used to treat a number of infections.
Paratek Pharmaceuticals' NuZera was designed to overcome the problem of resistance to tetracycline, an antibiotic widely used until recent years. The company said the Food and Drug Administration approved NuZera for treating bacterial pneumonia and severe skin infections. Paratek plans to launch the antibiotic early next year, initially for use in hospitals. It hasn't disclosed the price.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 2 million Americans get infections from antibiotic-resistant bacteria each year. About 23,000 die. Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the average price of regular gas spiked 7 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.97 a gallon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at the Talk Radio Review. My heavens, does the time go very quickly. It seems like only moments ago we were reviewing last week's charts from Talkers Magazine, and here we are, first week of October, doing the same thing again with an interesting cast of characters here. On the air with me is Victoria Keelan from the DJB program and Jennifer Horn from said DJB show. Also, Victoria Jones, who is with the DC Radio Company, is with us again this week. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, never afraid to express himself. He always has something to say. This is the old line of mine, Richie. Rich always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. So
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are, Rich. I'm grateful for that. Let's get into the stories. Now, I sort of defer sometimes to you and to the other members of our panel as to how we do this. We've taken stabs at getting to all 10 of the stories. Once in a while, we actually do get to all 10 of the people on the people list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can find, folks, by going to talkers.com. The list is published there. I'll go through it a couple of times, hopefully formally, as we are on the air. But the big kahuna here is obviously the Kavanaugh investigation. So I'm going to stick with Richie's desires to start at the top and work through that, because by design it is the most talked about. I don't. You're not going to hear me say it's the most interesting, because I think it's a big bore. But I'm just me.
You don't think it's interesting?
No.
I don't think you could write a soap opera this gripping. How many people were watching the testimony last week?
Lots. That's 20 million people.
I think it's one of those moments where people will say, oh, I know where I was when that happened.
It's an O.J. White Bronco moment, yes.
Not for me, it isn't. No, not. But that's me. We're all different. So you guys think it's that?
So you and Megyn Kelly would be in the same category. She kept saying
over and
over. I don't
want to ever put, how dare you put me in the same category as Megyn Kelly.
Well, no. You know I love you, so yeah. I am joking. But she kept saying over and over during the live broadcast, well, no one's watching this. Like, yeah, everyone's at work. No one's watching this. And it turns out millions of people are.
I'm not, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
This
is
a personal interpretation of my own priorities and what's in my own life.
Right.
And I think Kavanaugh is wrung out. I think that the system has failed miserably in a case where a guy probably has gotten more rhubarb thrown at him than he deserves, whether, you know, you live in
or
the,
does he?
The
we
past.
Don't know. And we'll never know.
In the present, I mean, the rear view mirror is the thing. This is the past.
Exactly.
So the past is the past. Ooh. This we're considering a guy for doing something today in league with what his credentials are and whether he can make judgment. Well, all this stuff that come up has not been. He didn't chase a woman around yesterday in the office. He did it. I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but it's the past, and we must not get.
Wow, but we can't. That's not how women see this.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay,
Victoria, you started.
So,
go ahead.
Here we go.
Victoria Jones.
Yeah. Well, when we investigate anything, it has to be in the past, because that's when things happen. We don't investigate things.
But how far back do you go?
What's
well,
the line?
Well, here's, well, I, well, isn't it interesting that the two men jumped on me there?
Yes, absolutely.
The women did.
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me. Well, I think the thing is, it's partly a question of what the allegation is. And I agree. I think everybody failed here, including the Democrats, for bringing this in so late when they had it earlier. So I'll be very clear about that. And also the FBI investigation, which was so utterly lame. And I don't know whether that was the FBI's choice or whether they would be being controlled by the White House. But let's talk about what it was in particular, in my view, about this alleged assault that changed it from a possible fumbling in the bedroom, which is what it could have been, very drunken fumbling in the bedroom. And this is what I think changed it for many, many women, is that he is alleged, when, first of all, she was dragged into the room, she alleges against her will, thrown on bed, which is in itself unwilling. But when she attempted to scream, she alleges that he put his hand over her mouth to stop her from screaming. And that's what changes everything.
Yeah,
I think,
agreed.
For so many women.
From a conservative woman's perspective, I believe that sexual predators matter, and I don't believe that they commit one crime. I believe that typically with sexual predators, there is a whole string of crimes to put them together. And for me, that matters. I don't want a sexual predator sitting on the Supreme Court, someone who could be capable of doing that. But with common sense here, there's a story from a woman that was delivered with sincerity, but there hasn't been anything to back up that story, and it happened 35 years ago. There has also been very weak, flimsy attempts to create other stories to create a pattern of behavior against Brett Kavanaugh, which in my mind lack credibility. So what makes me nuts is talking about him drinking beer and throwing ice in a bar 35 years ago, because that shouldn't disqualify you from anything, in my estimation.
Right.
But by politicizing it on both sides of the aisle, we're really taking away from the stories of people who are really victims here. And I don't think that the Democrat Party, and I call them out on this, because they're the ones that weaponized these charges. They didn't take them seriously. They had no intention of defending Christine Ford, these Democrats. Dianne Feinstein is despicable. If she cared, I do know that, because if she cared about this woman, she would have done something about it when she got the letter, and she didn't. She waited until it was going
to
take down a Supreme Court nominee.
But she was asked not to say something.
Then why did she release it in the first place? If she really was going to follow this woman.
Because Christine Ford came forward.
No, Christine Ford came forward after Dianne Feinstein turned the letter over to the FBI. And so we need to be really clear on that timeline. Feinstein chose when to drop the letter. She didn't care what Christine Ford had to say.
As a matter of fact, she threw Christine Ford under the bus, saying her friends were the ones who released it, not me. I didn't do it.
Actually, what happened was that the name started to leak, and that's when the name came out. And I think what I was trying to say...
But the story wasn't known.
What I was trying to say, and this is why I don't think it has to be a conservative or liberal thing, is that what changed this for so many women around the country, not even necessarily liberal or conservative or independent women, was that there was a point during her allegation, not only the throwing her on the bed and dragging her in allegation, I'm saying allegation, was that when she tried to scream, he put his hand over her mouth. And that changes it for so many women, is that it ceases to be, okay, so he was drunk and he was doing something. That's happened to many, many people, and it can be seen as fumbling. But when somebody tries to prevent you from screaming,
right,
that becomes an attempted sexual assault. And I think that changed it for many, many women. That's
if it's
what
true,
I'm
right.
I'm not if it's true. And I think that is what changed for so many women.
Yeah, but see, it hasn't been proven, and so that's what makes it upsetting. Meanwhile, this guy is, as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer of value as a Supreme Court justice. What the innuendo, the inference, we all know in the day of social media that we find ourselves in, you suggest something about somebody, and it becomes the truth. It becomes the law.
All you have to do is say
it,
and it's reality now.
So I understand what Victoria... And what both Victorias are saying about how women are reacting to this, I've heard and listened to my daughter talk about this more stridently than anybody on the air has discussed it. And
I had to unfollow your daughter on social media. I didn't unlike her. I'm still friends with her, but I had to unfollow the things that she posts.
Yeah, well, she's not on Facebook anymore. She's doing it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
well, is it because you don't agree with her, Rich?
No, it's just I unfollow a lot of people on the other side, too. It's just the people that are so strident all day, every day.
Yeah,
it's a very sensitive issue for women.
Well, that's the point I'm making here. As the father of a daughter who's very expressive, not unlike these two, the two ladies that are here, both very expressive, and that's what makes them good at what they do. The men, Victoria Jones said something, well, you both, I find it interesting, both of you men took this approach. That's part of the problem here that neither of us get. We may not get it on our side as men, and women may not. It becomes not only a political issue, but because of the sensitivity of the accusations, it becomes a male versus female, and I wished it didn't, because I don't see how I'm the only guy who thinks this way.
Men are afraid.
I just don't think this way. When it comes to sexual politics, I'm kind of dropped out. But anyway, go ahead, Rich.
Men are afraid that people can say, anybody can say anything about you.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden true. You're a skit on Saturday Night Live. You're guilty on NPR. You are on CNN, and you are immediately guilty in the court of public opinion, and nothing else matters.
That's why I say he's not qualified, because he's done.
It doesn't matter whether he's innocent or guilty. He's tainted.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, in defense of NPR, NPR yesterday had on one of the 64 women who defended him in that letter. They also have had on numerous Republicans who have been on the side of Kavanaugh. Their coverage has been remarkably.
I listen to NPR every single day, and their coverage is remarkable, but it's extremely biased.
Well, maybe you didn't hear the same interviews that I've been hearing, because I've heard a large number of Republicans in morning edition.
Yeah. Why is that?
I just heard the White House.
Notable. It isn't. The NPR is known as being a left-of-center organization. We all know that. If anybody's in the business, anybody listens to it, even though it's popular, because they do a good job of presenting the news or the programs that they do. But the fact that we are remarking about how remarkable it is that they did a good job in this particular instance.
It isn't. It isn't remarkable because that's because they do put on a large number of conservatives. I think.
Are they supposed to?
Well, of course they are, and they do. They do. They always do. I think something that we're talking about here that's important is that it goes back to something we were talking about last Friday when we were talking about the countdown topics. And this is of people talking, and in this case of men and women talking about these difficult topics and having these difficult conversations in a safe way.
Mm. Very, very poignant. Safety in conversation. That's a very good point, Victoria. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet. Have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Picking up the pieces of conversation, News Talk Radio is the focus. This is Talk Radio Review with the talkers. Actually, we have two Victorias here, Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. And Rich McFadden is along with me. So we have two boys, two girls. Here we go into the next item. Let's move actually into the New York Times has done a story on Mr. Trump and his wealth, whether he has it or he doesn't, where it is, and how many people he screwed along the way when he went bankrupt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that there's anything new here. Is anybody?
Well, the sister. The sister, coming
forward.
Yeah, the sister, I think she was up for being a judge somewhere, or, and I guess her filings of her tax returns of the family business, that's really what kind of started all of this, started us down the road here.
Yeah, and so where does it lead, Victoria? Where is it, the road going?
I think, well, in New York, the rumor is that there really isn't anything to, it's all been reconciled, and there really isn't anything that they're going
right.
to go after.
To
so
mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot to it.
What are you hearing in Washington, Victoria Jones, about this? Anything?
Well, I mean, in Washington, you know, the IRS, I don't think, you know, didn't really do anything at the time, but the New York tax people are said to be looking very closely at this because not only were some dodgy things done in this in the Trump's wealth growth, but it does seem as though some illegal maneuvers may have been done. What is the one of the most interesting stories about this enormous story about Donald Trump's wealth is that his wealth, the story he has created, which is brilliant, is almost entirely a myth. That he only got a $1 million loan when, in fact, it was at least
right.
$60.7 million.
Yeah.
That it was nearly all, that it was repaid with interest. Nearly all of it was never repaid. In fact, he was, by age three, he was earning $200,000 a year. He was a millionaire by age eight. It's just fascinating also how he tried to get his father to sign a codicil, changing his will and basically benefiting Donald Trump. When his father was in his 90s and ailing, setting off a family feud. Just very interesting. After his father had done nothing except to help him and bail out his failing businesses throughout his life, it's just absolutely, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating family story is what it is. It's fascinating family story.
Here we go. I'm of the opinion that this sort of thing happens all the time. I don't think there's anybody who believes Donald Trump is the world's greatest humanitarian nor a great stand-up guy. I don't think there's anybody on any side, either side of the aisle, who thinks that.
Yeah.
In terms of his wealth and the phony baloney stuff that he's created around himself, you got to hand it to the guy. He's a great PR person for himself. He knows how to sell himself. He knows how to tell the story. How much of it is true, how much of it is baloney, remains to be seen. It's just one more reason for people either not to like him, you know, see, look at what he's all about. He's not a likable guy.
But let me tell you
period.
Why, in spite of that, why he's popular with his base.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care what you think of him.
That's right.
Going
That's
to
right.
do, all of that means he does not care what you think of him. He's
yeah.
going to do what he thinks is right, and whether it's wrong or right, he's going to do it, and he doesn't care whether people are stomping at the White House gates with flames trying to charge the gates. He will do what he wants to do, and that's what his base loves, is that they think the things that he's doing are the right things to do no matter what the left says or whether, no matter what the press says or no matter
right.
what the – well, no, they obviously agree because otherwise if they didn't
–
he plays the social media perfectly.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
An Oregon street preacher was cited for violating a sound ordinance while preaching outside a Portland soccer game recently. Police cited him for broadcasting his message about the gospel via megaphone that could be heard from more than 100 feet away, a violation of Oregon law. Well, Pacific Justice Institute came to this preacher's defense and drafted a legal brief requesting that the charges be dismissed on constitutional grounds. Well, the DA dropped the charges. Score one for religious liberty, because street preachers have a right to preach the gospel in public forums, and that includes public sidewalks.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury.
Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview of the hot hits from the work that the Talkers Magazine does every week. Put these charts together. This is an overview of the week of October 1st to the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden going through the numbers. The number seven item, I'm just mentioning a couple of others, the usual focus on Trump's investigation, the Russia thing. I think that's been way overcooked. But anyway, the Keith Ellison allegations, the China trade tensions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The midterm election focus, I think, is important. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is mulling a run for the presidency, whenever she comes to mind, all I think about is Pocahontas. She is one of the biggest, she ought to be the poster person for phony politicians, as far as she is the epitome of someone. We were talking about Trump a few minutes ago about how fabulous he is at creating an image, whether it's the right image or not, the appropriate image, the real image. I would say that that also applies to Ms. Warren, who has done a fabulous, fabulous job of creating something out of nothing in terms of where she came from politically, how she rose to the top very quickly. I was in a room with her it was in January, and it was like Frank Sinatra was coming into the room, the people standing up and cheering and yelling, and she went around the room clapping people, doing the high fives and stuff. And I don't know, this just, I have a great, how some of us have different good detection systems, and I have a good detection system about people. And she is absolutely as phony as a $3 bill. And the fact that she has traction, could run, whether she, I mean, who knows what happens.
Did you high-five her when she came around to you?
No, I didn't. I just smiled. No, I did not. I don't.
I just, as a Democratic woman, I really wish that she wouldn't run because, if you want to stick with your Pocahontas theme, Trump's going to make succotash of her in the first in the first debate, and it's just going to, that's all the narrative is going to be.
Can't we find somebody good to run against Trump?
Can't we find somebody new?
Yeah.
We need somebody new and somebody.
No.
Why?
You cannot. This is my philosophy on all of this stuff. Nobody, who would ever want to be a Supreme Court justice and go through that
again?
Who would ever want to be a cop? Nowadays, my brother's a cop. The kids coming up now, nothing to jumping up and down about.
Who would ever
want to be a politician and put themselves in that spotlight? And what we've done with this whole circus that we've just seen here over the last few weeks is raise the bar for attacks on anybody, left or right, who wants to sit in public office. It doesn't matter if you were in kindergarten and spit on your teacher. It's coming out nowadays. And no decent person's going to want to put themselves in that position.
But see, I disagree. I think there are a lot of decent people, decent people.
There's a hope there, Victoria. You and I would hope eternally that we can get good people to run or be involved, but whether
you're pushing everything to the far extremes. So the people who are just fervent, just like crazy, are going to be the ones to run. The far left and the far right. The people that are
the extremists.
The extremists are going to run now. Yeah. That's what you're going to get.
All right, let me give you an example of something. I don't really know what to make of this other than it's an example kind of what Richie was just saying about how everything is magnified. Alex Trebek, who is the host of Jeopardy, was, for whatever the crazy reason, somebody asked him to moderate the gubernatorial debate in Pennsylvania this week. So he made some jokes that were really bad. He talked about his own political opinions, which were really out of place. And in the meantime, the debate between Governor Wolf and Scott Wagner, who's running against him, sort of took a sidestep. That was the real reason for everybody being there. But because of what he said, he became the issue. He said, quote, "I thought as moderator I was to provide a certain lighthearted approach while still being able to challenge the candidates on their record or positions. I didn't realize I was to ask a simple question and then let the gentlemen go at each other. I offer my sincere apologies to the people of Pennsylvania State I truly love." He kicked off the event with a monologue telling the audience that he was not drunk when he accepted the invitation to moderate the debate. But whether or not he should have done it was something he questioned later on. What on earth was I thinking? And that a couple of laughs came out of that. But the fact that he put himself in that position, and then the criticism that has come for some of the things that he said that, you know, one way or another, they don't seem to be life-shaking, but it's not what you expect from him. And so that's, but his whole reputation has been jarred, and that's the point I'm making here, by his appearance at this political event.
And something that was, you know, simple, interesting but not a huge deal has been blown up into a huge deal.
Yeah.
And now affecting his life and and his personality forever.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's an aside. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the other, let's see, the Facebook hacking. How many people have worried? Victoria Keelan, you're pretty good at this stuff. And Victoria Jones, I'd like to have you jump in on this as well. The Facebook, what was it, 50 million people's accounts were compromised yet again. Mm-hmm. What in the name of God is going on there? And why is, with all of these questions, I know the numbers have gone down on Facebook, but they don't seem to be going down appreciably. And one wonders why, because they seem to be very, well, have they gotten too sure of themselves? What is going on there?
Well, if, in terms of numbers, one of the reasons why Facebook's numbers have, they've definitely dropped off, but in the older demographic, they have not, because that's for two reasons. One, older people don't know how to disconnect and delete an account on Facebook. And that's actually, I'm not making a joke, that is a very real thing. And the second thing is, for a lot of older people, that is still their lifeline of communication with family across the country or around the world. And so those numbers of the older generation are always going to be there on Facebook. But for a lot of younger people, they've just, you know, pulled the plug. And you just keep hearing these stories time and time again that they've been hacked and the security isn't good. And, you know, and again, going back to the older generation using Facebook, they're probably still using password one. So they're even more vulnerable and they don't even realize it.
And they don't change their passwords.
They never change it.
Right. Nope. You have to change your passwords on a regular basis.
But, you know, get my mom to try to, she's not even on Facebook, but if she was, to get her to change her password, you know, it's, oh, I've got this sheet where I write all my passwords down. And, you know, it's just, it's never going to happen. So, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are very, very vulnerable to all kinds of malware and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
This is going to be something we live with forever.
Yep.
And it's just, it's going to be something that we have to learn how to deal with. And the way you deal with it is you change your password and your username at least a couple times a year.
Yep.
Can I also say something very creepy about Facebook, which is that they've asked people to use two-factor identification, and
like an ID number and your finger thumbprint or something.
You log in on the computer and then you get a text to your phone,
and then you
say yes, this is me on your phone, and then your computer says okay, you can get in.
So is that good or bad, Victoria?
Well, in theory, it's good. But what Facebook has done is that they have been outed and caught for selling the phone numbers that were being used for two-factor identification. In other words, to make people feel more secure to advertisers.
Yeah, they're a bunch of thieves. Yeah.
Really, the only reason they did it is to be able to get the sellable information.
Yeah. Right.
I'm still on Facebook because I like to see occasionally what my nephews are doing. I don't use Facebook anymore. I'm so done with Mark Zuckerberg. I got done with him when he announced a few years ago, oh, well, your stream is no longer going to be linear of what happens, you know, minute by minute. We are going to determine what you're interested in. And I said, no, you're not. I like seeing a variety of things. I don't want you determining that I'm only interested in cats. Or only interested in photographs. I want variety. And sure enough, I started seeing a bunch of boring stuff all along the same lines. And it's like, why do I want to see this? I want to see, why am I not seeing anything from Carol anymore?
Yeah, the arrogance.
With 2,000 people and the same couple of hundred people are kind of who I see, who like my stuff, who I see their content. It's what happened to the other 1,800 people I'm friends with?
Yeah.
I don't know. What'd you do with them? You killed them?
Yeah. So, and that's right. Who comes up as your friends? I want to know where they get that. A lot of the people that come up, when I look at my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, I look at these people, I've never talked to any of them. I don't know. You know, they're maybe listening. Who knows who they are? It's really silly. But there's one thing that I want to mention before we pause here, and that has to do with where Facebook and other social media come into our society, come into our lives. The story this week of a third grader who brought a loaded handgun into an elementary school because he wanted to scare the children who were picking on him. And where that went in terms of social media, instead of curtailing it, controlling it, it goes out for everybody to see, and in my mind, this gives other people the idea, if you can get a hold of a handgun, to do the same thing. I think that's what social media does. It spreads bad ideas, and there's no sifting. There are some good ideas and loving things that are there that I promote and I put up on my personal page, but there are a lot of things that are there.
That all media does that. Newspapers, television, news, everything does that, spreads ideas. Yep. Good and bad.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm going to help you lose some weight now. Those of you who are listening who would like to know what the number one healthiest choice is for weight loss, I know many of you have tried all kinds of things. Some people have had operations. Some people go on a special diet. Some people go to a program. They go to a workout. They do all of these things because they really want to lose the weight. And then they find themselves, after they take the pounds off, then they find themselves, I don't have to do this anymore. So they stop doing what they have been doing, and they put the pounds back on again. That yo-yo, up and down, very unhealthy, very bad for your body. Taking the weight off is important, but the way you do it is more important, and that's why I underscore Calitrin to be used by those who want to keep the weight off after they take it off. It's the healthiest choice because of the ingredients. It is the best way to lose weight by far. Been around for 30 years using the body's own collagen to lose the weight. Do yourself a favor. Save your life, but do it intelligently. Get rid of the fat and keep it off with TopLoss.com being the site you go to order Calitrin. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for a special discount.
The Top Radio Count.
In terms of the top 10 people being discussed, according to research at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his staff have decided that Patrick Mahomes is number 10, Jeff Bezos number 9, Elizabeth Warren number 8, Justin Trudeau number 7, Keith Ellison is 6, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham together tied for number 5 because of their play, certainly in the Kavanaugh situation. Jeff Flake and Susan Collins, same thing, same reasoning. While they are together at number 4, Christine Ford is still she's still an important part of the conversation. Number 3 position, as you might expect, Brett Kavanaugh is at the number 2 slot, and the President Donald Trump is number 1. And it's interesting to see all of these things, how they tie together in essence. Numbers 1 through 5 are pretty much all the same story, and that happens frequently as we put all of this information together for you and for your benefit. Listen every week to the News Talk Radio's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to BeThereForVeterans.com. That's BeThereForVeterans.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, my pillow's best deal. Buy one my pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one my pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
All right, so the sports stuff we haven't talked about, we can give it 30 seconds, Richie. Or the Patriots, Red Sox,
Patriots
Celtics.
Look good. The Red Sox look good. Yeah, your Boston team's looking good. And fantasy football is the only reason that football is still interesting.
Ah, there you go. And now we have no time for Victoria. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Sorry.
10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In terms of the top 10 people being discussed, according to research at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his staff have decided that Patrick Mahomes is number 10, Jeff Bezos number 9, Elizabeth Warren number 8, Justin Trudeau number 7, Keith Ellison is 6, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham together tied for number 5 because of their play, certainly in the Kavanaugh situation. Jeff Flake and Susan Collins, same thing, same reasoning while they are together at number 4. Christine Ford is still number she's still an important part of the conversation. Number 3 position. As you might expect, Brett Kavanaugh is at the number 2 slot, and the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. And it's interesting to see all of these things, how they tie together in essence. Numbers 1 through 5 are pretty much all the same story, and that happens frequently as we put all of this information together for you and for your benefit. Listen every week to the News Talk Radio's Talk Radio.
When you're looking out at pets, your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our review of the top five technical stories that may have influenced you and technological experiences this week. Victoria Keelan is here with Doug Steffen. Number five, as we work our way toward number one, is a focus on the new iPhones, yeah?
Yeah, the new iPhone XS and XS Max. They're out in stores now. Lots of people were excited to get them. There's some cool new improvements. However, they already have bugs. And so this week, lots of reports of bad cellular reception from the latest iPhones, as well as not being charged. So people are going to bed at night thinking, you know, plugging their phones in as usual, expecting to wake up the next morning. And if you use it as an alarm clock, a lot of people have had some trouble getting to work late because the phone does not actually charge. It dies in the middle of the night. And so specifically, there's a workaround. You have to make sure if you do have one of the new iPhones and they have not released a new software update yet that will fix the bug, you just have to make sure that your phone is awake when you plug it in, and then as it goes to sleep, it will stay charged. But if you have your phone that's already turned off or it's not awake and you plug your charger in, nothing's happening. So that's a huge problem. Normally, iPhones, Apple does this all the time. They rush stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. But this is a pretty big problem, and normally they don't have problems that are on that functionality level. They're usually little bugs here and there, but that was a pretty big one with charging, so hopefully that will be remedied soon.
Number four on our countdown to number one, West Virginians allowed to vote using their cell phones. Do we think this is a great idea? Well, it just depends on where you're coming from. There's some points here that are good.
Yeah, we'll see how this actually goes. This is going to kind of be a testing ground. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas can use an app called Votes, V-O-A-T-Z, and they will be able to take a picture of their government-issued a photo identification, snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Once everything is uploaded and approved, then they can actually cast their ballot. So the data is encrypted. However, cybersecurity experts are voicing concern, saying that mobile voting is just not secure enough yet. We're not at that point where we can really use it on a larger scale. But we'll see. They've got until 7:30 p.m. on November 6th to vote on their app. And if it gets hacked, we'll know about it probably right away.
Okay. Number three, about violent video games.
Yep. Even going back to when I was a little kid, there were some kids in our neighborhood who weren't allowed to play video games, or at least ones that had any type of violence. And we thought, you know, the parents were just being overly protective. Turns out those parents were right. It's the latest in the long-standing debate over violent video games. An international study that looked at more than 17,000 adolescents over 7 years found that playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression over time. And they cite specific violent games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt, things like that. They said that those kids who played those games were sent to the principal's office more often for fighting and for hitting non-family members. I don't know why they specify non-family members, but I'm sure this type of violence goes home with them as well. But and this all started with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the two teenagers who shot up Columbine. And that's where this all started with, because they were so into video games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents, take the information and do with it what you will, but it's a pretty strong link.
All right, number two is a focus on Apple. Apple, how would the week be if we didn't have an Apple story? Yeah, emojis.
Emojis. Well, this actually is not just Apple. This goes to Google. This goes to Android. This goes to everybody who any type of cell service that you have or any type of phone, smartphone that has emojis, this covers that. There will be 70 new emojis this fall, and we're finally getting a llama, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, a hiking boot, a softball.
Important to have that mosquito.
A lobster, yep, a redheaded character, which a lot of redheads out there are happy about, a bald character, I don't know how many people are happy about that one, but cupcakes and superheroes were also, they'll all be rolled out by the end of the fall.
All right, finally, the number one story of the week from technology is a focus on who the most dangerous celebrity is when you're Googling.
Yep. Cybersecurity company McAfee studies celebrity search results, and they determine which names potentially expose you to malicious websites. This year, actress Ruby Rose adds her name to the list of accomplishments. She is the first Australian to take the top spot as most dangerous celebrity on the list. If you are Googling Ruby Rose, be very careful that you're using legitimate websites to read about her.
All right, so there it is. Top five items. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockster. Tragedy in upstate New York this weekend as a limousine crashed into a parked SUV late Saturday. State Police First Deputy Superintendent Christopher Fiore says everyone in the limo and two people standing in the parking lot were killed.
20 victims were killed. All were adults. 18 of the victims were in the limousine, including the driver and the two pedestrians that were struck.
The NTSB is on scene and investigating. With Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation process over and the new Supreme Court justice sworn in and ready to go to work Tuesday, Democratic Senator Chris Coons told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday Democrats should not be talking about impeaching the new justices.
I think that's premature. I think, you know, frankly, we are just less than a month away from an election. Folks who feel very strongly one way or the other about the issues in front of us should get out and vote and participate.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News Sunday the attacks on Kavanaugh by the Democrats served only to fire up GOP voters.
Ironically, the behavior of first Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee and then the overreach of the protesters at the Capitol have actually energized the Republican base, particularly in the red states where we're trying to pick up seats out across America.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Michael is emerging as a growing threat to the U.S. Gulf Coast along the Florida Panhandle. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sunday that the tropical storm is crawling north along the Yucatan Channel late Sunday night and was expected to become a hurricane Monday night or Tuesday while heading north across the eastern Gulf of Mexico. A magnitude 5.2 aftershock struck Haiti Sunday, a day after a 5.9 magnitude earthquake hit about 10 miles northwest of Port-au-Paix. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-43-BIBLE.
At the box office, two new films hit it big with moviegoers this weekend.
We are Venom.
Train wrecks like these aren't supposed to be this entertaining. That's how the AP's Jake Coyle sums up Venom, an anti-hero Spider-Man spinoff that bombed with critics, but's proven to be a big hit in theaters.
We call them symbiotes.
With a more than $80 million opening weekend. Unheard of for October.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
Simply terrific is AP film writer Lindsay Barr's take on A Star Is Born. A view validated by its own big audiences. It earned an estimated $41.3 million in its debut. I'm Ben Thomas.
Happy birthday wishes on Sunday. Gospel singer Michael W. Smith turned 61 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Connecticut officials have received official assurances that CVS HealthCorp will keep Aetna in Hartford for at least the next decade.
The pledge is included in a commitment letter from CVS, which also promises to maintain employee levels at Aetna at approximately 5,300 for at least the next 4 years. CVS had said in January that it had no plans to move Aetna, reversing last year's announcement by the insurance giant that it would move its headquarters to another state. Hartford has been Aetna's home since 1853.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. CVS announced last December, in fact, that it was buying Aetna. The commitment letter also says CVS will continue to honor civic contributions of the Aetna Foundation and a promised $50 million payment to the city of Hartford over the next 5 years. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the Carr Fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR 1460.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time, Candy Bergen's father talks to himself. And then Jim and Marion Jordan star as Fibber McGee and Molly. Edgar Bergen was a radio superstar, and although it seemed odd that a ventriloquist would do so well on radio, his ability to effortlessly, seamlessly, and most impressively, quickly switch from his voice to his dummies was second to none. And although others would make appearances, including Mortimer Snerd and Effie Clinker, Charlie McCarthy was Bergen's true co-star. They're joined in this one by a future Oscar-winning British actor and others. It's from April 18th of 1943.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guests, Broadway's Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton, Hollywood's Ronald Coleman, and Charlie McCarthy.
May I do it, Bergen?
May you do what?
Introduce Ronald Coleman. You know, it should be done with dignity and a savoir-faire.
So?
So I'll do it, I see.
All right, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it behooves me, as I've never been behooven before.
That's not right.
No, I'll start over. Ladies and gentlemen, a feeling of pride swells up within my happy vest. Chest. That's not right either. Well, anyway, here he is, my pal, Mr. Ronald Coleman.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Tell me, do you know the important requisites for winning a war?
Well, I heard of a general who said the idea is to get there fastest with the mostest.
Well, that's about right. But the three things needed to get us there fastest with the mostest are manpower, munitions, and food.
Food?
Yes, Charlie. Food for millions of men and women who are fighting and working on the battlefront and on the home front. You see, Charlie, many experienced farm workers are now in the armed forces or war plants. And those who are left on the farms need help and lots of it. This year, we must and will have the biggest food crop in the history of the nation. Our government will ask all of us, wherever and whenever we can, to help bring in and process this food crop. We'll be asked to do part-time work on farms or in food processing plants, on weekends or 1 or 2 days a week, or for definite 2 or 3 week periods if we can. And in return for whatever we do, we'll be paid prevailing wages. It may be a healthful and profitable way to spend our summer vacations. Soon, in every community in the United States, there will be a recruiting drive for volunteers for the United States Crop Corps. When the call comes in your community, do your part.
How true, Mr. Coleman, how true. In other words, folks ought to raise vegetables instead of raising objections.
That's quite right, Charlie.
Remember, this year, as you sow, so shall you eat.
Huh? That's very good, Charlie, but we need more than slogans. And while you're on the subject, I'd like to see a little more of you out on my ranch during your vacation this summer.
Yeah?
There's plenty of work there to do.
Yes. Well, I was there last weekend.
Yes. You were, but what did you do?
Have you seen your tractor?
Yeah. Well, what about it?
Well, he'll be ready next Thursday. I didn't know those darn things would climb trees. Or...
And what were you doing with the tractor, Charlie?
Well, you know that acre behind the corn crib?
Yes.
Well, I decided to cultivate it.
Oh, then you really are a farmer.
Oh, sure. That's me. I'm the man with the hole. Hi-ho, McCarthy, that's me.
Are you taking care of the whole acre yourself?
No, Mortimer's helping me.
Oh, Mortimer.
Yes, we're gentlemen farmers.
Oh, I see. Gentlemen farmers.
Yes. I'm the gentleman, Mortimer's the farmer.
Yeah. That's just what I thought. Well, at least Mortimer isn't afraid of work.
Yeah. I suppose you hope some of that would splash on me.
Yes. I hope you're not letting Mortimer do all the work.
No, I'm not. I wish you could have seen him the other day. We were plowing the field.
I see.
And Mortimer was pulling the plow.
That's fine.
Yes. And I was pushing it, though. I did my bit.
I see.
I was pushing and sweating and pushing.
Yeah. Well, did you get much work done?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. But funny thing happened, you know. Every time Mortimer stopped to rest,
yeah,
I plowed him under.
Oh, now.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Yes. Well, now, what are you growing, Charlie?
Well, right now, our principal crop is potatoes.
Oh, I see, potatoes.
Mm-hmm. We plant them now and dig them later.
How are your potatoes coming along?
Well, so far, they've been going direct to the consumer.
I see.
The bugs.
Oh, I see. So, you're troubled with bugs?
Well, not personally.
No, I don't.
But the potatoes are.
The potatoes are.
Yes. I sure wish there was a market for potato bugs.
A market for potato bugs.
Yeah, I'd make a mess of money there.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Charlie, if you're a farmer,
yeah.
I am a monkey's uncle.
Well, I won't argue that with you.
Oh, well, Charlie.
Well, Mortimer Snurd, my old sharecropper.
Come on in, Mortimer. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, Nick Snurdy had a farm. Yo. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Hello there, Mortimer. Charlie tells me that you're helping him out on the ranch.
Yeah. I'm a big butter and eggplant man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm showing him how to rotate his crops.
I see. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are you going
to...
What are you going to plant first?
Well, there's...
I see. What are you going to plant first?
Well, we're going to plant... seeds.
Seeds?
Yeah.
No. But what kind? What kind?
Well, little tiny little ones, you know.
Yeah. I know, but what crops are you going to raise?
Oh, what kind of crops? Well, of course, that all depends on, you know.
Depends on what?
Well, on what kind of seeds I plant.
Well, I asked you a very simple question, and all I want is a simple answer.
Well, I'm the guy that can give it to you.
Yeah. Tell me, what are you going to grow?
Well, I think I'm going to grow some dog plants.
Dog plants?
Yeah, dog plants. Yeah, they're very nice, dog plants.
Dog plants?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Cauliflowers. Oh! I got you on that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Cauliflower, pretty good.
All right.
You know, Mr. Bergen, that apple tree you got?
Yes, I know the apple tree.
Well, I made some cider.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You made cider?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Hard?
No, just squeeze the apples and there it is.
Yeah, I see. You, Mortimer, you are undoubtedly as stupid a person as I've ever talked to.
Well, that's, you got,
yeah. I say you're as stupid a person as I've ever talked to.
Oh, you're just saying that to make me feel good.
Down through the years, in such shows as Of Thee I Sing, Anything Goes, and Louisiana Purchase, Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton have been the brightest lights of the Broadway musical comedy stage. It's a strange Broadway season that doesn't include them, but it happens that both are in Hollywood for cinema purposes. Victor for Riding High at Paramount, and Billy for MGM's Best Foot Forward. But they're together again to show us their conception of what a draft board isn't, but might be. Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton. Hello. Hello. Local draft board number 1804, swing and sway in class 1A. Chairman Gaxton speaking. What's that, madam? Oh, we're very sorry. It must be an error. No, we can't induct a woman when she's going to have a baby. No, it would be unthinkable. Take a 3-day furlough and report to Fort MacArthur on Monday. Come in.
How do you do?
Come right in.
Is this the draft board?
Well, we like to refer to it as the GI Travel Bureau. Yeah. Now, what do you want?
Well, you got to help me. One of my key men is going to be drafted right out of my defense plant.
Oh, you run a defense plant? What is it?
It's the Victor Moore Collapsible Girdle Corporation.
Since when are collapsible girdles an essential industry?
Well, right now we're working on a big government contract. We're making the victory girdle.
Ah, the victory girdle.
Yes, it takes the waves out of the wax.
Ah.
This fellow who's going to be drafted, Homer Potts.
Yes?
We couldn't do without him. He's been in the girdle business for 25 years.
It's quite a stretch. I'm not interested in Homer Potts. I'm interested in you.
Me?
Yes. I knew you were a suspicious character the minute you walked in here. I'll bet you never even registered. I'm going to look up your record in our files.
But I just came here because
now,
I
you may be an Axis spy.
I only want to keep on making girdles.
Yes, there's probably something you wouldn't stoop to.
Yeah, I make the kind with the garters in them.
Yes, you'll probably blow up the whole city.
Oh, I'm a very tough customer, aren't
I? Wait a minute now. I'll find your draft specification card here. Let me see. Montrose, Moody, Moon.
That's not far enough.
All right. Mooney, Morse, Monkey.
That's going too far.
Ah, here it is. Here it is. Moore. Victor Moore. 1A.
Oh, that can't be me.
Oh, yes, it is. Aren't you Victor?
Looks like I'm loser. There must be some mistake. Are you sure you didn't make a mistake?
Ah, now, this draft board never makes a mistake. And when we do, it's too late to complain.
But aren't grandchildren an exemption?
Children are an exemption. The law doesn't say anything about grandchildren.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you didn't want men over 38.
Well, how old are you?
Well...
Now, come on. Now, don't lie. Now, come on. Now, hurry up now. Tell me the truth.
I'm over 38.
Over 38, huh? Where's your birth certificate?
Well, to tell the truth, I had it so long it just turned to dust.
Oh. Turn to dust. Destroying the evidence, huh? I can get you 20 years for that.
Well, it's all very confusing. I don't see how the Army can take me now. You know, I tried to enlist last year.
You did, huh? Well, what happened?
I guess I got in the wrong line. I was classified 99F in the campfire girls.
Yes. Well, when did you go down to take your physical?
I was too weak to go down and take it.
Mm-hmm.
The physical came up and took me. At that, I was almost taken into the Army on account of bad eyes.
Oh, you had bad eyes and they almost took you?
No, the doctor had bad eyes and almost took me.
Wow. All right, Mr. Moore. Now I'm going to be fair and square about the whole thing. I'll give you another examination.
That's very nice of you.
And then we'll send you right down to the induction center. First, I'll give you a blood test.
Oh, I had one of those the last time. The doctor took some blood out of me.
Oh, he did, huh? And then what did he do with it?
How should I know? I didn't remember a thing until he put it back.
We'll just overlook your blood. Now, let me see. We'll test your eyesight. Now, here. You hold this piece of cardboard over your right eye.
All right.
And you hold this piece of cardboard over your left eye.
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, you take the first piece of cardboard away from your eye.
There.
All right. Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
You're listening to Charlie McCarthy, and we'll be right back after this short break.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
To the Charlie McCarthy Show on WIN Radio 1.
Right around. I want to see how you're going to look in a uniform. Say, you'll have to take off, you'll have to take off some of that weight. You're a little, corpulent.
Is that higher than a lieutenant?
Higher than a lieutenant. Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not myself today. I'm very jumpy.
Oh, jumpy, huh? Fine, then we'll put you in the paratroops.
Well, I hope you realize what you're doing.
Why, what do you mean?
By taking me into the army, you're closing down my girdle business. And if you take away girdles, you'll shake the very foundation of American womanhood.
Money!
A kiss may be just a kiss, but a song isn't just a song as Dale Evans and Ray Noble do it. Here it is, As Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. And a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Just the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always
To whom? Whom did you say? You did say whom? Oh, so that's whom. How utterly humorous, huh?
Charlie, what are you doing?
Well, with Ronald Coleman here today, I have to watch my diction.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's whom.
Yes. Well, that's very fine. I'm glad to hear you pattern your speech after Mr. Coleman's.
Well, now you just watch me. I'm going to out Coleman Coleman.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Pewter. Laughter. Ha, 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 ha.
My God, here comes Mr. Coleman. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Edgar. It's good to see you boys having fun.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Coleman, no. You know, we've got secrets, uh-huh. You know how it is.
Of course. Yeah. You know, Edgar, I admire the fine friendship that exists between you and Charlie. There's such deep loyalty and understanding.
Yes, I feel very fortunate in having Charlie as a friend.
Yes, it's something to be treasured, isn't it? Remember, friendships must be kept in constant repair. They're so fragile.
Fragile.
Fragile. Yes, all right, all right.
How true. How gloriously true, Mr. Coleman. There's nothing more fragile than friendships.
Yikes.
Ronnie, I think I should tell you that Charlie is a great admirer of yours.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
I've seen all your pictures, except that one about farming.
About farming?
Yes, the rundown harvest.
Random harvest.
Yes, that's the one.
You know, Ronnie, those scenes between you and Greer Garson were unforgettable.
Well, that's very nice of you, Edgar.
Is Greer Garson in it, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. What? I mean, is she really?
Do you like Greer Garson, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, I'll say. I think she's a...
I see what you mean, yes.
Of course, you know Miss Garson better than I do. What do you think of her?
Well, confidentially, Charlie, I think she's...
You do? You know, Mr. Coleman, I would have seen that picture before now, but Bergen wants me to wait until it comes to our neighborhood.
Oh, what neighborhood is that?
The neighborhood of 15 cents.
Oh, that neighborhood is kind to a boy's allowance.
Yes, yes. And mine doesn't take much kicking around. Do you know what I get a week?
No, what's
that? Well, it's a measly 70...
Charlie, please. We're not interested in what you get.
No. Well, in case you do, it's 75 cents a week.
Well, Charlie, you know, I sympathize with your budget problem. And I've got an idea.
You have? What?
How would you like to have me tell you the story of Random Harvest?
Oh, boy, that would be super.
And I, for one, would enjoy hearing you tell it.
And it would save me 15 cents.
Oh, no. If you don't go to the theater, I don't give you the 15 cents.
Well, now, wait a minute. If he tells me the story, that's another thing, isn't it? But I'll let you listen to it, too,
now
for
listen.
15 cents.
Now, wait,
no, I'll settle. If you don't...
Well, I don't...
Well, one moment, please.
That isn't fair.
I'll settle the argument, fellow.
Yes, yes.
Now, listen. I tell the story.
That's right. Yes.
And you give me the 15 cents.
That isn't the idea. That didn't work out so good, did it? No. No, you're driving a hard bargain, Mr. No. How about 10 cents, huh?
Well, I could do it, but you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't. All right, then. Make it 15 cents. All right. But give us the full treatment now.
I'll give it everything I've got for 15 cents.
Shoot. Curtain.
Well, you see, the story opens.
It does, huh?
Well, naturally. It's a necessity.
Well, I can see your point, yes.
Will you let Mr. Coleman tell the story?
Oh, excuse me.
All right, now. As the picture opens, I'm suffering from amnesia.
Oh, am you? He means he doesn't remember anything.
That's right. I'm, shall we say, not quite normal.
Oh, I see. In other words, you are, shall we say, nuts.
Yes, that's right. that, Charlie? My mind is in escrow.
Yes.
Well, now, there are three things I can't remember.
Yeah?
I can't remember my name, and I can't remember my address.
What's the third?
I can't remember.
Oh. Well, where does Greer Garson come into?
Well, Miss Garson befriends me. We fall in love and marry and go to live in a little cottage with a squeaky gate. Now, doesn't that sound romantic?
Well, I don't know. I never live with a squeaky gate. Unless you count Bergen.
Now, wait.
I'll hear more about that later.
Yeah. Continue with your story, Ron.
Well, we're gloriously happy in that little vine-covered cottage. Hours go into days. Days go into weeks. Weeks go into months.
Yes.
Months go into years. Yeah. Years of glorious happiness.
All right.
Ah, how well I remember that little vine-covered cottage.
Please, please.
Happy.
Mr. Coleman, just tell it. Don't ham it up.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have been giving my 35-cent performance.
Well, anyway, what happens?
Well, I go to Liverpool.
Oh.
Only to be hit by a taxi.
Hardly seems worth the trip, does it?
You're quite right. I didn't even get his license.
Oh.
Now, where was I?
Well, you were getting hit by a liver pill in the taxi.
Well, you see, it was, it's quite a serious shock.
Yes,
I come to think. When I regain consciousness, I'm a different man.
Anyone we know?
No. What Mr. Coleman means is that the accident restores his memory of the past, but he forgets he has a wife.
Well, what happens to Miss Garson? Do you just forget about her?
Oh, no. Miss Garson becomes my secretary.
Now, wait a minute now. Here's why I trip you up. First, you say you forget her, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, she is your secretary. How does that happen?
Well, now, that's a very good question, Charlie. Uh-huh. I'm glad you brought it up. Now, to go on with the story.
Yeah, what? Wait a minute.
Well, you see, Charlie, after Miss Garson becomes his secretary, he doesn't remember her. So they get married again.
Isn't that bigamy?
No.
Or is it trigonometry?
No.
No, you see, I merely marry the same girl twice.
Oh, I see. I guess you call that monotony.
Well, how do you like the story, Charlie?
Well, I think it has a very fine moral. I like that.
Well, and what moral is that?
Well, the moral is don't marry your secretary. She might turn out to be your wife.
From April 18th, 1943. Film legend Ronald Coleman later got his own radio comedy series, co-starring with his wife Benita Hume, in the early 1950s program, The Halls of Ivy. It grew out of their many guest appearances on The Jack Benny Program, where they played his Beverly Hills neighbors. The Halls of Ivy also moved to television briefly in the 1950s, also starring the Colemans. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next here on When Radio Was, the comedy continues, as we check in on Fibber McGee and Molly. Right after this break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet. In Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Barton, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolf. I'm about to be murdered.
Hardly in my house. I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolf, Parties for Death, today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend non-accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Another Comedy. Before the break, it was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and now another funny couple. Announcer Harlow Wilcox will provide the details. I'll just let you know this is from September 27th, 1949.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Bud Steffen, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Ladies, every homemaker knows that few things repay good care like fine wood. The floors of a home are built to last many years. But with proper care, they do more than last. They grow more and more beautiful, gain a richer, deeper luster with every year that passes, with proper care. And for more than three generations, the vast majority of fine homemakers have known that proper care for fine floors means regular waxing with Johnson's Paste Wax. Today, Johnson's Paste Wax far outsells any other brand of paste wax. And that's been true for many years. That means that millions of experienced homemakers agree with us when we say no other wax brings such lustrous beauty to wood floors in exactly the same way. So protect and beautify your floors. Make them easier to clean with Johnson's Paste Wax. Ask for it at your grocery, hardware, or department store, or any other home supply dealer. One of the hardships of having a fixed place of business and regular office hours is that when your unemployed friends choose to drop in unexpectedly, you're cornered like a rat. Unless you have a hard-eyed receptionist with a baseball bat under her desk. And Mr. Wallace Wimple doesn't. But let's hear about it in Mr. McGee's own mangled English as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
So I thought I'd drop in casual on Wally Wimple and give him the old house trick. So what does I do? But being a guy that likes to make fast decisions, and because it was raining and I was right in front of his office, I thought he might give me a lift home, even though it is a little out of his way, but not much, so I did it.
You did what?
I dropped in to see Wally Wimple, like I was saying.
Oh.
Yeah, at the Have You Written to Your Mother Today greeting card and counter company.
Uh-huh.
Wally works there.
Uh-huh.
Writes cards. There he was, sitting at his desk, up to his clavicle in Christmas greetings. He just wrote a cute one, too.
Oh, what was it?
Well, it was a picture of Santa Claus pointing at a big map. And the verse says, Michigan is a peninsula, Panama is an isthmus. We haven't heard what shape you're in, but we wish you Merry Christmas. How would you like a fish dinner, kiddo?
The same to you and a happy new year, and what's a fish dinner got to do with it?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot to tell you. That's the whole point of what I started out to say.
Dearie, you lose more points than a bird dog with a head cold. What is the point?
Well, Wally Wimple asked me how did I like fish, and I says I love fish, and he says he's got more than he knows what to do with, so he's bringing a dozen or so nice ones over later this afternoon to our house.
Isn't that nice?
Boy, am I puckered up for them golden brown pan-fried trouts. They're the best trout when you get...
Come in. Well, for goodness sakes, Dr. Gamble, come in, Doctor.
Thank you, my dear. And how are you today, bare tan boy with a foot of cheek? You'll be sorry to hear that I'm in splendid health. So get that $5 a visit look out of your eye. Mal.
Mal?
Practice. Oh.
Keeping you busy, are they, Doctor?
Oh, yes, same old routine. I was up at 3:30 a.m. this morning, ushering in a new little citizen.
Oh.
The ninth one to the same family. If the stork would quit blundering around in the dark and make some deliveries in the daytime, maybe families would balance up a little better.
Listen to the usher complaining about the stage manager. Hey, you like a fish dinner, Fetzel?
You do, don't you, Doctor?
Well, it depends. Why?
Drop around about 7 bells and you'll see, Doctor. Wally Wimple is bringing us a mess of fish. Molly set a place for Docky here with a spoon, a fork, and a scalpel.
Well, you're certainly invited, Doctor. We'll be expecting you.
My dear, in my profession, we become all too aware of life's hazards.
Too true.
Yes. I only... I only pray that I may be permitted to live until 8 p.m.
You'll be here on time or I'll kill you myself, Troutsnot.
Don't you worry, Blunderpuss. If I miss this, I'll leap off a pile of your unpaid doctor bills and break my neck. See you at 7, Molly, and thank you.
My, isn't he sweet, though?
Yeah, sweet as sugar, kiddo, and a lot lumpier.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to an episode with Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
Well, I'd better go get things started, dearie. I may need some things from the store. Ask the rest of our friends to dinner if you want to. I don't mind.
Okay, Tootsie. Ah, there goes a good kid. If I told her a friend of mine just give me a 90-foot whale and I was inviting 200 guests for dinner, she'd never bat an eye. She'd just scream and jump out the window. I wouldn't blame her. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi there, Penny. How's everything?
Gee, I don't know, mister.
You don't?
No, I just know how some things are.
Oh?
I'm not smart enough to know how everything is.
See. Well, that was just a categorical expression anyway, sis. How's school?
Oh, gee, just swell, mister.
Yeah?
We got a dandy teacher in the third grade this year, I betcha.
You have, eh?
She's the...
I says you have, eh?
Have what?
Got a dandy teacher.
Where?
In the third grade.
When?
This year.
I know it. Miss Frippy.
Miss Frippy.
She just loves little children. Mm-hmm. And, gee, she makes everything so interesting. You know how to spell Missouri?
Missouri, well, I guess.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Missouri.
No, sis, I'm sorry, but that's wrong.
It is not, I betcha. That's the way our teacher said to spell it.
That's Mississippi.
No, it's Miss Frippy.
I mean, you weren't spelling Missouri.
What was I spelling?
Mississippi.
That's my teacher. Only it isn't Mississippi. It's Miss Frippy. M-I-S-S-F-R-I-P-P.
Why?
Why what?
Just why? F-R-I-P-P-I, Frippy. Isn't that her name?
Whose name?
Your teacher.
No.
Huh?
Our teacher is Mrs. Tanner.
Oh?
Miss Frippy's just a substitute while Mrs. Tanner's homesick with a flu. Oh, but I guess there's no use explaining things to you, mister. You just don't understand.
Mr. Wilcox just phoned McGee. He's coming for dinner, too. What are you doing with the pencil and paper?
Oh, I'm planning the menu for tonight, Tootsie. How many K's are there in broccoli?
Now, look, dearie, don't you worry about the menu. I'll do the cooking.
Yeah?
I have a wonderful recipe for fish that my mother wrote out for me when we were married.
Yeah? How's it go?
Well, you take some fish and fry them.
Oh.
It's one of the finest recipes.
Oh. That might be milk spilt from Kramer's drugstore. I ordered some horse duvers, and come in.
Oh, hello, Milton. Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. I brought your stuff, Mr. McGee.
Well, thanks, Milt. Put it on the table there.
I brought something else, too, Mrs. McGee. My girl.
Your girl?
Yes, ma'am. Daphne. She's outside. Would you like to look at her?
Why, sure, Milt. Bring her in.
By all means.
Come on in, Daph. It's okay.
Isn't she cute, McGee?
Mrs. McGee, this is my girl, Daphne. Daph, this is Mrs. McGee. Mr. McGee, this is my girl, Daphne. Daphne, this is Mr. McGee. Milton, this is your girl. I guess that's everybody, isn't it?
Well, hello, Daphne, dear. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Sit down, sis. You and Milt go steady, do you?
We do now, Mr. McGee. But Daph had plenty of dates till I come into her life.
Oh, you took over, did you?
Sure, I'm aggressive. When I went over for my first date, though, there were about 25 fellas all milling around her front porch.
Gee, you must be pretty popular, sis. All boyfriends, were they?
No, sir, they were firemen.
Oh.
Her house was on fire. Wasn't it, Daphne?
She seems to have a cheerful disposition, Milt. What are you going to do when you grow up, sis? Drive a good humor truck?
Bob McGee.
Well, we better get going, I guess. I go to school this afternoon. I'm studying pharmacy this year, you know.
Well, good for you, Milton.
Yeah, pharmacy, eh? Well, that's swell, boy. Farmers are the backbone of this country. Pharmacy is one of the most...
No, McGee.
Huh?
Milton means he's studying to be a druggist.
Oh.
Well, you come back and see us again, Daphne, anytime there.
Yeah, bring her back, Milt. She's a nice kid, but don't she ever talk?
Oh, sure. She talks a lot, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
Talk for the folks, Daph.
Bye.
Aren't they cute youngsters, McGee?
Yeah, if you like youngsters. Personally, I got to check over these horse doovers and see if everything's okay.
Grand, I tell you, grand.
I hope everything's here. Now, let me see. Licorice sticks, lemon drops, candy canes.
What?
Two kinds of jawbreakers, bubble gum, cigars.
Heavenly day, since when are cigars classed as hors d'oeuvres?
Huh?
As a matter of fact, since when are those cigars classed as cigars? I never saw anything.
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hey, you're not here for dinner already, Wilcox.
Well, I hope not. We don't expect Mr. Wimple with the fish until about 5:30.
No. I'll come back later, Molly. I just stopped in to tell you how much I'm looking forward to it.
Oh?
I haven't had a good fish dinner since my vacation this summer.
Yeah, where'd you go on vacation, Junior?
Down to Lake Taneycomo, pal.
Oh, that's right near Naked Joe.
Yeah. It's a great fishing spot.
Did you do any good?
Catch anything?
I had one sensational day.
Yeah?
I was down on the dock, and I happened to look over the side, and here was this marlin in the water, you see.
A marlin? My gosh, how big was it?
Oh, around 200 pounds.
Ooh.
Well, I grabbed a line.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Wilcox. Isn't a marlin some sort of an ocean fish? A swordfish?
No, not this one, Molly. This was Horace Greeley Marlin, the big department store man.
Oh.
Fell off the dock, and I threw him a line and hauled him ashore. I took him up to my cottage.
Oh,
and when he got a look at the beautiful Johnson wax gleam on the woodwork and paneling of my living room, when he saw the warm glow of hospitality it gave my home, he wanted to know all about it.
Oh, dear.
I explained to him how Johnson's paste wax puts a tough, hard, protective coating on floors, furniture, and woodwork. Guards them against Mars and scratches. I showed him how easily dirt and dust wipes off. What a beautiful luster your furniture takes on when you keep it protected with Johnson's paste wax. And how...
Hey, look.
It does.
Waxy.
Yes, pal.
Waxy, you're a sort of a traveling salesman, aren't you?
Oh, I certainly am, pal. Why?
Well, start traveling, will you?
Okay, kid. See you soon.
Come on.
The first half of an episode from September 27th, 1949. We'll continue the McGee's fish fry at the beginning of our next show. Harlow Wilcox is certainly most famous for his work on Fibber McGee and Molly, but he announced for other series as well. For example, he would pitch for Autolite spark plugs for 6 years beginning in 1948 on a very long-running and popular CBS dramatic series. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
In the Saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagoner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean son of a gun.
Mutant! Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. Rewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Suspense. Pitching for Autolite spark plugs. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, folks, remember to visit us over at the website. It's WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.